Good Monday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Cooler weather continuing today, and I just see Valley News Live putting out most Fargo pools open today. They're kids. They'll get out there and enjoy. Looks like cloudy, breezy, chance of showers today. Only 66 for our high temp. Winds will be strong, northwest 10 to 25, gusting up to 35 miles an hour at times. Right now, we have cloudy skies. 52 degrees at our WDAY radio studios, high atop I-29 in South Fargo, winds out of the northwest 13 miles an hour. A man was arrested after assaulting three police officers in downtown Fargo Saturday afternoon. 37-year-old Joseph Manitowabi, who has no permanent address, is facing numerous charges, including resisting arrest, assaulting police, and possession of meth. The officers were taken to the hospital to be treated for minor injuries. 26-year-old Fargo man was killed when the motorcycle he was riding collided with an SUV in South Fargo on Saturday. State Patrol says the cycle was traveling at a high rate of speed on 36th Street South when the rider missed a stop sign and hit the SUV. One person in the SUV suffered minor injuries. No names have been released. That crash is under investigation. One person was hurt after Cass County deputies found a car overturned early yesterday. It happened in the 3500 block of 36th Street South. Authorities say they arrived to find a vehicle overturned with the driver still inside, appearing to be unconscious with a head injury. After authorities gained entry to the vehicle, the female driver began to awaken and crawled out of the vehicle. No signs of impairment were noted. She was transported for treatment and cited for care required. Two people are charged in the death of a Stanley, North Dakota child earlier this year. The three-year-old girl was found not breathing and died at a nearby hospital in March. Authorities say she had clear signs of physical trauma, which prompted the investigation and led to the arrest of two unnamed suspects. Both are facing murder and felony child abuse charges. The body of a missing woman has been found in Belcourt. 44-year-old Kristen Bruce was reported missing last week after being last seen May 27th. The FBI says the investigation is still active, but there is no threat to public safety. The North Dakota Legislative Council believes a special session is needed to reverse a housing veto, a funding veto. The recommendation was given to Governor Kelly Armstrong after he accidentally vetoed $35 million for the Housing Incentive Fund last month. Armstrong said he thought the funding was only for combating homelessness among indigenous tribes. Special session to rectify the mistake now hangs in the air as Governor Armstrong waits for an attorney general opinion. Minnesota special session of the legislature gets underway later today. The House and Senate will gavel in at 10 o'clock. Governor Walz says in a proclamation that the people of Minnesota would be best served by a prompt conclusion of legislative business. And Minnesota schools are set for a big boost to athletics. Colleges across the country can now directly pay their student athletes. This after a major settlement was reached between the NCAA, its top conferences, and lawyers for D1 athletics. Starting the school year, each school can pay athletes up to a specific limit, with caps expected to rise each year. Money comes straight from athletic department in addition to scholarships and other benefits that the athletes already receive. Minnesota Twins avoided being swept at home with a 6-3 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday afternoon. Joe Ryan tossed five innings with six strikeouts while giving up only two runs en route to earning his seventh win of the season. Twins now have an off day today before they welcome the Texas Rangers to Target Field for a midweek series beginning tomorrow night. Fargo Moorhead Redhawks beat the Lincoln Salt Dogs 8-3 yesterday afternoon. Kyle Krieger struck out six batters over six and a third innings, only giving up one run and earning the win. Nazwell Polino tossed one and a third innings with four strikeouts. Garrett Alexander gave up two runs in the ninth before closing the door. Lamar Sparks and Peter Brookshaw each hit two-run homers. Alec Oland, Alexi Planez, and Aiden Byrne each had an RBI in the win. The Redhawks and Salt Dogs wrap up their four-game series tonight. First pitch set for 7:05. Minnesota High School State Championship softball, AA, number 4 St. Cloud Cathedral, defeated number 6 Hawley 7-2. Moorhead Spuds baseball quarterfinals, a section bracket at state, number 6 Moorhead versus number 3 Minnetonka. That game will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock, CHS Field, St. Paul Saints Stadium. Minnesota Lynx beat the Dallas Wings 81-65 to remain undefeated yesterday afternoon. Nafisha Collier powered the Lynx with 28 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and 3 blocks. Kayla McBride added 21 points along with knocking down 6 three-pointers. Alanna Smith chipped in 4 and also had 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 blocks. Minnesota improved to a WNBA best 9-0 record on the season with a win. The Lynx will now visit the Seattle Storm Wednesday night. Last night, the NBA Finals Game 2, the Oklahoma City Thunder took down the Indiana Pacers 123-107. That series now tied at a game apiece. Game 3 is Wednesday, tip-off set for 7:30. Game coverage available on ABC. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. The series is tied at 1 apiece. Tonight is Game 3. Florida Panthers, Edmonton Oilers. Puck drop set for 7 o'clock. You can catch the game on TNT, True TV, or Max. And tune in to Track Talk with Jason Berg tonight from 6:30 to 8 right here on WDAY Radio. He'll get you up to speed on everything that matters on the local racing scene and beyond. 5:06, checking out our forecast. Cloudy, breezy, chance of showers today. Winds high around 66. Winds will be northwest 10 to 25, gusting up to 35. 46 are overnight low. Sunny, and we're starting a warm-up trend tomorrow. Looks like 83 for our high temp. Southwest winds 10 to 20. Wednesday sunshine, 81 for the high. Looks like a fairly good chance of rain Thursday and Friday with highs in the 80s. Right now it's cloudy. We have 52 degrees at our WDAY radio studios, high top I-29 in South Fargo. Northwest winds 13 miles an hour. I saw Jace's head swivel when I said 80s. You're not an 80s guy.
No, I mean,
I didn't mind the cool weekend.
Neither did I.
It was a little breezy, and there was a little smatterings of rain. Really, yeah. Not a whole lot of rain until evening last night. And Saturday evening, too, we had some thunder showers that rolled through, but we didn't get a whole lot of rain overall.
No, I mean, Dean said it was going to be a ton of rain, but it was enough to wet the yards and the roads and ruin your car wash, you know, things like that.
Well, you just have to wash it again.
Yeah, that's why I always keep all those car washes in business, Bonnie.
So if you want a clean car, wash it today, tomorrow, Wednesday, enjoy the clean, and then it'll get dirty again with rain in the forecast Thursday, Friday, something like that. So,
yeah.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, uneventful.
Really? It was just like, you blink and my weekend was so gone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even remember what we did Friday. I think Friday I had a nap and we had an appointment in the afternoon. Then Saturday did the running around, got the errands done. Although the errands basically all were taken care of mostly at Costco. So another dent in the old family pocketbook there.
Good thing it's payday this week.
Yeah, exactly. But then yesterday, I mean, I kind of knew what the weather was going to be like. You know, Dina told us it's going to be kind of cold and not really the same as it's been recently. So, you know, we just kind of hung out at home, you know, and just kind of enjoyed a down day, not really doing anything.
Yeah, my son-in-law came to town, so now I have Odin is here. Odin is here to stay. My granddog is here.
Did Milos at least spend the night then? Or
yeah, he'll be leaving early this morning. But so he drove a 30-foot box truck or whatever it is and rented a storage locker. So that's what we did yesterday. Oh. He's like, I think this took me a day and a half to pack. This is going to take all afternoon, like 6 hours. I'm like, we'll have that done in an hour or two. Sure enough, we had it done in an hour.
There you go.
Well, there was 4 of us working too.
Yeah, but, well, that makes a difference there.
Yeah, only one casualty when my husband decided to let go of the ping pong table and the strong wind gust took it and kind of scratched me across the stomach. It'll be bruised tomorrow. Like it's about 4 or 5 inches long. I felt it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it didn't puncture my stomach. I felt it. I still feel it this morning.
Someday in the future, people are going to be like, did you have surgery? And you're like, yeah, it was a ping pong table.
Thanks to my husband for letting go of it. What do you think? There was 2 pieces we had together. We were moving them together, and he decides, I only want to move one of them. It's like, you Damasco.
Oops. I know, right?
Yeah, so I'm waiting for it to turn like purple before I take a picture and show it to Carly, because her and Zara stayed in Chicago while Milos brought them. And then the dog gets left behind, then he's going to go back, and then he's got 2 buddies that are going to help him. So officially they'll be moved in here probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's going to be here fast.
Yeah, I know. So my weekend just went, and then I put in a new tile splash. That took like 3.5 hours, 4 hours of my Saturday, too.
A different one?
Behind the sink, besides that black one. I put in a black one because I thought it matched my appliances, and then my oldest daughter told me it didn't look good.
So you
did
took
Alex
it
down the hall.
So you took it out? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so I redid it. It's brown. I'll show you a picture of it. It's brown. No, but the first time it took me 5.5 hours. This time I knew I kind of was an expert at it, cutting and blah, blah, blah. So it probably took me about 3.5 hours. So like I said, and then I cleaned out the pantry because I'm making room for Carly and Milos and Zara for some of their food. So it's like, there went my Saturday, there went my Sunday. And it's like, oh, look, it's Monday already.
It's time to get up and go to work. Yay.
But it's all good. And the next weekend we have company. So it's kind of a busy, busy June for us.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have company next weekend, too. Folks are coming up.
I'll trade company. You can have some feral children, and I'll take your mom and dad.
Can the feral children fix a fence?
No, they're not very helpful. Oh, okay. But they're adorable.
Well, that's nice. I mean,
two will get underfoot. The two and the four-year-old. The four-year-old's kind of not.
The hope is this weekend, this coming weekend, that my folks get up here after, I think they have to go to my sister's or something like that. I mean, they don't have to, but they're going to my sister's, I believe. Then they come home for a day, and then they head up here, which, you know, you're basically adding on in like an hour and a half drive because you're going from Aberdeen to my hometown.
They can do that.
Yeah,
they're in no hurry.
But they got the big concert coming up, so obviously maybe if you don't have tickets, maybe it's sold out. But Shields Arena, Saturday night, Chicago's coming to town for Fargo Force fans. Tuesday night, 5 and 7 o'clock, I believe it is, are the All-Star Games.
Oh.
There'll be the Young Guns All-Star Game, followed by kind of the main tryout camp All-Stars. And then there'll be another All-Star Game Wednesday morning at about 11. But since that's in the morning, usually on those days I've had to work, et cetera. So that doesn't usually work for me. But I'm hoping that maybe Tuesday night, Jade and I can get over there and check out some of the prospects and see who the future of the Fargo Force is going to be.
There you go. And there are still tickets available.
Are there?
For Chicago at Shields Arena. So if you want them, it looks like even some of the lower ones for $51.10. You have to have, you know, includes fees.
Yeah, of course.
And the price goes up. But it looks like there's a fair amount, but I would hop on that quickly if you want to go to Chicago.
My folks went ahead and got some decent tickets. They were happy with where they're sitting there. So hopefully
there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, but I mean, it's kind of always depends on how the concert is set up. And it's going to be down towards the end where the Zamboni comes out, if you're familiar with that. So that'll be the end, and my folks are sitting probably in the section over from where Jaden and I normally sit for hockey, but they got down towards the front, so nobody's in front of them, so they're looking forward to
it. It'll be a great concert, so enjoy everybody that's going to that. All right, it is 5:12. We have a question of the morn and a song of the morn coming up, but first of all, we are going to update you on your national news from ABC. 5:18, good morning, and welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, and you, our question of the morn. What was one of your worst injuries growing up, and how did you do it? 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com.
Can that count into our
20s? Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Facebook page. Changing the rules. Do you want to start making up the questions?
Well, I mean, what's the age range you're looking for? High school?
Growing up.
I didn't have any. I didn't get any until I was older.
You never gotten an like a bike wreck or anything?
A scraped knee? Big deal.
Do whatever you want to do, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Worst injuries growing up and how did you do it? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn. Love to hear from you this morning. 5:23, Monday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Going to be another cloudy day today. Could see some showers yet today. High in the mid-60s. Right now it's cloudy. We have 52 degrees at our WDAY Radio studios. High top I-29 in South Fargo. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, and you. Thanks for being here this morning. Is this the one you're figuring here? I think we're trying to fix something in the background there.
Now it's in the foreground.
It might be. We'll see. All right. I think we got it fixed. Question of the morning. What was one of your worst injuries growing up, and how did you do it? If you want to weigh in on that, 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. I can't believe you didn't have any injuries as a kid. They weren't, like, done by me. Okay, so my dad, and I don't even know where he got this from. My dad had, like, a carnival horse, you know, like on a carousel.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he had it mounted in the basement of our old house from the ceiling so us kids could play on the carousel horse. Yeah. It was like a swing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I was pushing my younger sister, Heidi, on that. I was 4, so she must have been 3. And the horse came back, and it pinned me up against the wall. And then I broke my collarbone, my left collarbone doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Lou liked to put gopher traps out. Lou's like 7, 8 years older than me. He'd like to put gopher traps all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, by our house, there was just kind of like a like an area which, I don't know, we call them prickers. I think, I don't know what they were called, but we'd pick them off and we'd throw them at each other and they'd like stick burrs. You
yeah,
know,
those,
like they'd
those
stick
burrs,
in the air.
Yeah.
For some reason, he decided to put one of his gopher traps in there, unbeknownst to any of us. And at that time, our greenhouse was like a half block down the road.
Yeah.
Digging around in there as little kids. I don't know if they're looking for a ball or whatever it was. And the trap snapped on my middle finger on my left hand. And my dad, I've never seen my dad move that fast. My dad's pretty spry.
Mm-hmm.
Move that fast. He came bolting down the road as I was screaming bloody murder. Had to take me to the doctor, of course, the clinic. That one, I mean, it hurt, but it actually didn't break anything.
Yeah. Let's see. When we were climbing a tree in the backyard and we couldn't reach it, it was my neighbor's little, this little kind of, it was this weird little wooded area, if you want to call it that, between our houses. Very small, but my sister was climbing up it and we had this pile of bricks that we're using to try and reach to get up higher. And my sister fell and her arm landed on that pile of bricks and she broke her arm. So she did that. My brother, was riding bicycle behind my dad. He had this little Honda 175 motorcycle, and he would drive all over the place. And then my brother was following around on his bicycle when he was a kid. Well, dad stopped. Jory didn't.
Oh.
He ran into the fender.
Ouch.
And so he has a scar on either here or here, kind of up in that shoulder area, and he's got a scar there from where he got cut. So the only injury I really had as a kid was probably jamming my finger in playing basketball. And
those hurt.
Yeah, I had the coach tape two fingers together, and I got back out there and played. I mean, I'm not going to miss playing basketball, but I didn't really have any significant injuries until I was in – that was still undergrad, I believe. I originally tore my ACL, partially tore it when I was an undergrad, because we had one of those rubber courts at USD underneath the permanent bleachers. So not the permanent bleachers, but the far side where the bleachers were, I should say. And we had like 3 or 4 courts back there. There was a couple racquetball courts, et cetera. But it was this rubber material. So I'm playing full court with there's baseball coaches and stuff, and we're just playing, having fun. Playing well, I planted my foot, and my foot stayed here. I went the other direction, and my knee caught in the middle. Said, "Hey, fellas, I can't do both." And so it twisted, and I partially tore the meniscus. I partially tore the ligament. The ligament eventually gave out 3 years later, so I had ACL reconstruction. And
that would be painful.
Yeah, then I had a third one where it was cleaned out. Then, of course, I've had an appendectomy in high school. I forgot about that one. That was in high school, my junior year of high school.
Not an injury, but a surgery, and that would be painful, too.
I broke a bone in my foot once. Normally, you break it on one of the ends of the bone, as one of your metatarsals in your foot, but I snapped it somehow right in the middle. So they went in and put a screw into it and screwed it back together. And then, of course, everything last year, which is obviously not as a kid. So
my sister Kathy, we also had monkey bars, we called them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. My dad got these, too, and then he set them up in our yard, and they were pretty high. I bet they were probably 10 feet off the ground.
Oh, wow.
And we played forever doing gymnastics and, twirls. And
that
is until Kathy decided to fall off of them, broke her arm in 3 different places.
Oh, no.
And I remember her being in the hospital in Virginia, and she had to stay there for quite a few days. Well, because they had to bring a specialist in, because it wasn't just one break.
Yeah.
It was like 3 different spots. Mm-hmm. But I remember being out on the front lawn, and we were doing like somersaults and gymnastics, trying to entertain her from outside.
because we probably
weren't allowed in the hospital as little kids back then. But
that'd
be it. Also, going down a big hill in my hometown with my friend Carrie, major hill, and we were both on our bikes, and about 3/4 to about 90% down the hill, we both yelled "turn." And we turned at the same time, and
you
instead
into
of
each other, oops,
went flying off road. And we didn't wear helmets or anything back then.
No, of course not.
And landed on my hands, gravel just embedded in my hands. And I remember being in 8th grade because I too played basketball, and it's just like pulling embedded gravel out of my hands and taping them.
You went from
that was painful.
You went from major heel to general soreness.
it was a lot of soreness that hurt. But lucky we didn't get a brain or head injury or knocked out.
Well,
teeth.
I don't. I don't know if we can completely rule out that you had a brain injury.
No,
I'm just saying.
I don't have a brain injury. I don't know how Carrie ended up. I know she got hurt too, but I can't remember the end. All I remember is my pain and all that gravel embedded in my hands. That was that was a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
What's one of your worst injuries growing up? How did you do it? 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Roger says he got hit by a car. He was probably 13, broke his arm and leg. And when he looked down at his foot, the bottom of his foot was facing towards him.
Oh.
Doctors actually wanted to amputate it, and his mom said no. He's been fine ever since.
Dislocated his ankle, I suppose.
Something, but they wanted to amputate it. Good for mom for speaking up. Can you imagine?
I can't imagine. I mean, we had one player on the Invaders, which is obviously past childhood, but I remember we had one player that suffered a compound fracture, which that's never good because
that's when the bone pokes out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a major break, so that's never good. So
ouch. No. Rick jumped out of a tree when he was about 11, almost bit his tongue off when he hit the ground, probably a little more than half the way. I remember my brother-in-law doing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really, really painful for anybody who's bit their tongue, but I think it does heal. But it's like if you have a severe cut to your tongue, it takes a while.
Oh, definitely. I mean, heck, even if you I think my wife has had too many salt and vinegar chips and the top layer of her tongue kind of peels off with all the salt and vinegar that you got going on or sour candies and stuff.
It hurts when you have a mouth sore.
Yeah. Well, then there's somebody that, you know, tried to lick frost in the wintertime in the Midwest and
is that you?
Messed up his tongue.
Is that you?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, I think all kids do that. We used to do it like on the creek when we were ice skating. You'd lay down and then you'd like breathe on the ice and then your tongue would stick and then you'd try to breathe more. But I remember ripping off a little bit of tongue at times.
I ripped off a lot because I was embarrassed because all of a sudden I'm stuck and I'm like, uh-oh. So I ripped it off and then I'm like bleeding from the tongue and I'm just like, nothing's wrong. I'm okay.
I remember I think it was either Fargo or I think it was Fargo Fire. It might have been Morehead Fire, but it was probably about, I don't know, 20, 25 years ago. Some kid did that. They had to get called out to rescue him.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's funny if you can get some warm water or whatever, you can get it unstuck and be, you know, fairly unscathed. But it might also explain my lack of taste buds at times,
maybe.
I suppose.
I remember Sandy Thorpe doing that in kindergarten class, and Mrs. Hoffman had to run out with a warm cup of coffee to get her tongue off of there as she was screaming. But that's a painful injury, a tongue injury like that. What was one of your worst injuries growing up? How did you do it? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn, 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Go to the phone lines. Find our friend Polly in Idaho this morning. Good morning to you, Polly.
Morning to you, too. How are you?
We're good for a Monday. No complaints here. Jason and I like it on the cooler side, so we were content with the weekend weather.
Definitely.
All right. That sounds good. We had great weather down here, too.
Nice.
I think the common denominator I'm hearing about all these people getting hurt is they wanted a sense of adventure as a child, and they wanted to get outside, and they wanted to do something. They didn't want to play on a phone all day.
That's what we did. I mean, we went outside and played and didn't come in until, you know, the dinner bell rang or the lights came on at night. Right.
Well, we were old enough where we didn't have cell phones as kids, so that's kind of a common denominator as well.
Well, that's true, too. Good point. Yeah, good point.
So, anyway, I broke my left arm as a kid. I was 5 years old, and I followed my older sisters down the street to their friend's house, and they were all on a rope swing that went over this little canyon area. And what happened was they all got on the rope swing, but they didn't help me to get on there and to see how much fun that they were having. So I waited till they started walking off, and I decided to try the rope swing that had a little seat on it, but I couldn't hold on to it, so I got all the way out as far as you can get. And I lost my grip, and I fell, and landed on my left arm and broke it. Well, when I landed in some poison oak.
Oh, no. Double whammy.
It was bad. It was bad.
How did you get rescued? Did your siblings or friends hear you screaming? Or
I think that's what happened, yeah. But they took me to my mom, to our house, and then my mom rushed me to my dad's office. And they took an x-ray of my arm because my dad was a doctor. So I got doctored up at dad's office, and then he left for the rest of the day and took me to a soda machine, not a soda machine, but a soda jerk.
Yeah.
They used to have. And I got a milkshake and then suddenly it didn't hurt as bad as it did.
Yeah. It's funny how you remember those things too, everything that happened afterward. Very cool. Well, Polly, glad you're healed up from that. You have yourself a great day.
You too, both of you.
You too. Yep, thank you. What was one of your worst injuries growing up? How did you do it? 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Great grocery giveaway gets underway. We're going to find our first qualifier in the 7 o'clock hour today. One of you is going to win groceries for a year. That's $10,000 in groceries, thanks to our great sponsors, Olsager Meats and Kingpins. You have to go to WDAYRadioNow.com to get yourself registered. Look for the great grocery giveaway page. That's how you get entered.
Yes, and then you listen for your name to be called out on the air in that 7 o'clock hour, and you'll have 9 minutes and 70 seconds to call our WDAY Radio studio at 701-293-9000. For those keeping track, that's actually 10 minutes and 10 seconds. Everyone who qualifies is going to be invited to our great grocery giveaway grand prize party at Kingpin's on Thursday, July 10th, where one person will win groceries for a year. We're also going to have a number of qualifying stops where people can be end up getting registered to for a chance to win as well.
And the first qualifying stop will be over at Rusco Windows this Wednesday between 9 and 11 a.m. So if you just want to go over there and get yourself qualified, say hi to Steve Hallstrom. He'll be over there too. But yeah, easy enough, WDAYRadioNow.com. Look for the great grocery giveaway grand prize get yourself registered to win that $10,000 in groceries. Again, 7 o'clock hour each and every morning right here on Bonnie and Friends, 10 o'clock hour on the Coffee Club, 1 o'clock hour WAG Radio, and the 4 o'clock hour on the Jay Thomas Show. And I already see the names that have been drawn for today. Not telling you yet, though. So be listening.
Okay.
If you've gotten yourself registered, your name might pop up today. And when you hear it, again, give us a call, 9 minutes, 70 seconds, or 10 minutes and 10 seconds. That time frame.
Yeah.
And we will note that you called back, and you will officially get entered into that.
Mm-hmm.
537, what was one of your worst injuries growing up? How did you do it? That's our question of the morn. 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Right now, your national news and sports from ABC. 543, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, and you. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. We do appreciate it. The rest of the crew will be joining us coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Kathy Brecky from Jasper's Theater, Park Rapids, will be joining us coming up at 8:10 this morning. They're going to be launching their season out at Jasper's Theater, Park Rapids area, coming up soon here in the next week or two. And we'll find out all about their different shows they have planned this year. Family-run entertainment venue. Fantastic. I've been there before, and they really put on a great show. Plus, we've gotten some tickets to give away throughout the summer here, too.
All right.
Yeah, if you want to win those, be listening for an opportunity. Maybe not today, but throughout the summer, we will have tickets to give away to Jasper's Theater production in Park Rapids. It's basically on the edge of town, but it's Park Rapids. And it's a really, really fun thing to do. It kind of reminds me of, I don't know, like a variety of show, kind of like a hee-haw where you get comedy and you get great music and entertainment. And seriously, it is worth the drive to Park Rapids. They do tour buses, too, that go from the metro and elsewhere in our region to...
How far is Park Rapids away from
us? An hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a good, easy drive.
It's something that, you know, my folks and my sister, my mom's sisters and stuff like that, they would absolutely love something like that.
You would, too. One year, we even took the kids. We were at the lake, and it was a rainy day, and it's just like, what are we going to do? And we went to Jasper's Theater in Park Rapids, and all of us thoroughly enjoyed it. They really do a great job. So highly encourage you to check it out. And like I said, we'll be chatting with Kathy Brecky more about their shows. They've got some different ones and some tried-and-true favorites that they'll be performing again this summer. Don't forget, on this Thursday at Culver's, both Culver's locations here in Fargo, If you go in and eat lunch or dinner anytime between 11 and 2 and 5 and 8 p.m., 20% of all their sales will be donated to Golden Drive Homeless Kids, helping our local homeless kids. And thanks to Culver's, been a great partner with Golden Drive Homeless Kids for a number of years also.
And I believe there's two locations that will be participating.
Yep, 13th Avenue, and then they got the one off 25th Street, 32nd Avenue South. So,
yep.
This Thursday between 11 and 2 and 5 and 8. And then we also have a Flag Day ceremony. Flag Day officially is Saturday, but we've got a ceremony here in the parking lot of our studios on Friday from 11 to 1. Everybody is welcome. We're going to raise the flag, of course, the national anthem. That kicks off at 11 o'clock. We'll have a color guard salute, food trucks, free ice cream, flag caps, portable charges. It's a fundraiser.
There's also WDAY caps.
Honor flight. Yeah, there are WDAY caps.
I just want to point that out because, you know.
They wrote flag caps on
We're here live on WDAY Radio.
And then we can win prizes for Sweet Shots. We're going to have drawings every 15 minutes. Free lunch for all veterans, law enforcement, and first responders. Love to see you this Friday, Flag Day celebration in our parking lot from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m.
There you go.
Lots
so
of stuff
come on
going
out.
On. Yeah, absolutely. It is 5:46, our question of the morn. What was one of your worst injuries growing up, and how did you do it? The phone lines are always open, and we love to chat with you guys. 701-293-9000, email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Did you see my jaw drop? He's looking at me. I'm like,
no, I did not.
Dave in Grand Rapids got thrown off a horse. He said he didn't break anything, but he was knocked out for several hours.
Oh, that's less than ideal.
He recovered quite well, he says.
I would assume so. He's online talking to you, so there's that.
That would be scary. Like if you're maybe he was laying in a pasture somewhere,
maybe.
But if your parent saw you and you're like unconscious for several hours after being,
or you could just be like my dad after I got concussed in a football game. Oh, he just got his bell rung.
Yeah, well, that's what they would say back then.
I know, and then
brush it off.
Then I went to the dance, was fairly confused, and then woke up the next morning and remembered everything out of order. So I was like, "Well, that's weird."
Well, yeah, and I think it's been a learning process, right? Because concussions.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he had a concussion, or you have a concussion,
yeah.
And maybe you had to take off a couple of weeks,
a
week or two, or something like that. But it wasn't treated like it is nowadays. You know,
I didn't take any time off.
I can't even remember. I never had a concussion, but I know kids that did growing up. But I want to say maybe they took a week, five, 10 days off or something like that.
I never was like officially diagnosed and never went to the coaching staff or anything. I just know that I felt weird after the game and my dad just laughed and said, oh, he got his bell rung.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Sometimes you'd collide. You'd be playing football or whatever with your siblings, collide, and you'd see stars.
Yep.
Probably was a concussion. I have no idea. Or knocked your head on the wall or something.
I definitely saw stars that night.
I saw stars a few times growing up. So.
Yep.
Barb says she was same as me, going too fast on her bike, wiped out, ended up with a rock. She got it in the knee, though. Ouch.
Wow. That's less than ideal.
Well, the hands hurt, too. Like I said, as a basketball player, and you needed both your hands, and I had rocks embedded in both of them.
That is less than ideal, especially for ball handling drills.
Yeah. I never heard of this. I had to Google it. Iritis? Have you heard that before?
Like You're always rightus, Bonnie.
No, I'm not.
What?
I'm not. But iritis, have you heard that in your eye?
Iritis, you know, with my right hand.
Yeah.
You're left-handed.
Well,
no, I have not heard
Janet
of iritis.
Janet had iritis in her left eye, has no idea how she got it. It turns red, like the colored part of your eye, I guess, when I Googled
it
earlier.
Like when you broke a blood vessel?
No, but the colored part, it gets inflamed. Let me Google it again. I did it when I was in the newsroom earlier. Because I had never heard about it before.
No, I've seen people have a broken blood vessel, and that... is obviously pretty noticeable.
This is actually inflammation of the iris, the colored part of your eye. It can cause pain, redness, light sensitivity, and blurred vision.
That sounds less than ideal.
Yeah, she never figured out how she got it.
It went away, though?
Ooh.
Well, that's good.
Doug got in a snowmobile crash.
Oh, that's less than ideal.
Headlight went out. He crashed through a chain link fence.
Ouch.
Oh, ow. He crushed his left eye socket.
Oof.
Lucky he didn't go blind.
Well, we were lucky when we would go out to my uncle's farm and he would take the tractor and put a piece of the side of a tin shed and pull that on a rope behind the tractor and
you'd
go tobogganing. Yeah. We came out unscathed, so there's
Yikes.
That.
We never did anything like that. I mean, we might have used a piece of cardboard, say, to slide downhill.
Yeah,
but
I could see that. No.
And Dad would take us snowmobile riding all the time. Yeah. And then when we got older, we'd in the hayfield across. We called it the swamp, but it was really a hayfield. And then Mr. Olson, our neighbor across the swamp, would sometimes take us up on the iron ore dumps. But we didn't go up on the dumps unless we were supervised by Mr. Olson. Otherwise, we just rode in the hayfield around and around. But we never pulled anything behind, probably because that's not exactly safe, especially a piece of tin, of all things.
Yeah, the old side of the shed, you know, and just sitting there, pulling up behind a tractor and getting on there with Dad and getting pulled around in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Good time.
I do remember my dad would get his hands on, because my dad worked in the mines along with the brothers and brother-in-laws, the inner tubes out of the truck tires from in the mines, and those trucks are like, what? 15, 20 feet high. The tires themselves have to be, so he'd get inner tubes.
Oh, yeah.
And we would use them either to get pulled behind the boat or just jumping on them in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
But they had big valve stems on them, right?
Yeah,
and if you hit the valve stem, ouch.
Yeah, I think the valve stems, you're going to have to put those, you know, facing the ground so that way you don't jump on them. But yeah, those.
We never received that warning. So yeah, I think a few times we had them facing the wrong way.
Yeah,
and
I could see that.
Those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would hurt.
That was painful. What was one of your worst injuries growing up, and how did you do it? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn. If you want to weigh in on that, 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio@wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Tony says self-diagnosed broken ribs. Probably. Well, I think mom or dad probably still knew because he rolled his car 2 days after he got his driver's license. He says, it may have been my fault. I may have been monkeying around.
Maybe.
And maybe you didn't want to confess, but they probably noticed like the shattered windshield or the big dents in the side.
Or the fact that the car might not have even been back at home, you know.
Or the roof was smashed or something.
What's wrong with your car? Nothing. It's fine.
That would be painful, though.
I think the only time I really had like anything that would have been undiagnosed, you know, even though I assume I knew what it was probably like between, what would that have been? Probably sophomore year of college playing snow football. I probably had a cracked sternum. And I say that because every time after the fact, it was really super sore after getting drilled there. But then every time you'd lean back and stretch, all of a sudden your sternum would pop. So.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I finally got that fixed.
Yeah, lots of injuries. And sometimes you, like, were monkeying around and you didn't want mom and dad to know about it. At least, my mom, not so bad, but my dad. You didn't want your dad to know that you did something you weren't supposed to be doing. So you would just tough it out with an injury.
I hurt my brother's shoulder one time. I swear he was on the couch. He's like, pull. And so I thought I was going to pull him off the couch for whatever reason, if we were wrestling or doing whatever. And since the arm of the couch is there, he didn't move. And so I just pulled on his arm, and I think I messed up his shoulder a bit. So,
yeah, I did to my – this is my sister Lori's worst injury, and I caused it. So mom and dad never went anywhere unless it was a funeral. They were off at a funeral. And my mom had – you know those trees, which coffee mugs? They were like the color of your kitchen. My mom had like dark green one. Yeah. It was orange or yellow or whatever. Yep. And she had coffee mugs on there. So I don't know what – brand name or where you got them, probably Kmart or Pomita or something back in the day. But I was just monkeying around. We weren't fighting or anything. And I had one of those in my hand, and I just kind of flung it at Lori. Like I was just like kind of psych her out. Well, the coffee cup broke free from the handle. I was still holding the handle. The coffee mug hit her right in the temple. She had like ceramic stuff embedded in her temple.
Ouch.
Probably gave her a concussion, too.
Maybe.
That's probably why she is the way she is. I don't know.
Just saying, it's because of you.
She didn't tattle on me, which I'm shocked over because she was always the one tattling about something. But I didn't get in trouble for that one. Worst injury growing up, how did you do it? If you want to weigh in on that, 701-293-9000. Email studio@wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Time to check in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Good Monday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, Chris Larson has your WDAY Radio News coming up at the top of the hour. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki in with your forecast. Those of you looking for sunshine and warmer weather will like part of the week, maybe some rain later in the week, but middle of the week looks like sunshine and into the 80s.
Before it cools down again is what you're saying?
Just that there's a chance for rain.
There's always a chance.
And maybe he's in there
tweaking. Just like, you know, you don't often get killed by your own cat, but
the chances are never zero.
No. Speaking of killed by, I saw a
I thought you knew what I was going to go with my cat story.
No, so the NBA, you're more likely to be struck by lightning than the Pacers are to win the playoffs. That's an NBC story.
Seems odd, especially since the Pacers won game one. I know they didn't win last night. But
it
still.
Actually comes out of ESPN's win probability
model. Oh, that whole thing.
They give the Pacers a 3.6%
3.6?
I guess.
They led 0.3 seconds of game one and still won the thing. So yeah. Don't and count out the Pacers.
What did
Pacers.
They lose by, like 20-some points last night or something like that? 107-123 or something like that?
Where was it? 123-107. They lost by 16, but they were down by 20-some points in the first half, so it got away from them early. But that's what the Thunder can do, so we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a dog in the fight either team, but I don't know why. Because OKC beat the Timberwolves, I suppose I'd like to see the Pacers win the series. I don't
know. Yeah, a little bit.
But I do like Chet Holmgren, and he's from Minnesota, I should be cheering for them.
Not necessarily.
I'm not a Shea fan.
It's funny that someone had posted, I think last night, there was a picture of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and another picture of Tyrese Halliburton before they got traded. So Shai was with the Clippers. They traded him away to Oklahoma City for a package of players to get Paul George. So here they could have had a future MVP on their roster, but they traded him away. And then Tyrese Halliburton was in Sacramento. And he got traded away. And then eventually they traded away De'Aaron Fox as well. But the thing was is that I guess there was a story that said that they considered trading De'Aaron Fox and keeping Tyrese Halliburton, but they traded away Halliburton, and now he's in the NBA Finals with the Indiana Pacers. And the Sacramento Kings are still the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, well, that's the way it works. Yep. Game 3 Wednesday, is that correct? That's what I read earlier on the sports.
I think so. What does it say? Game Wednesday, 7:30 tip. Yeah, okay. I haven't really been as into these finals. Obviously, when the last couple of years when the Wolves get beat in the Western Conference Finals, not necessarily tuning out, but at the same time, I kind of lose interest. And so I'll check it. Now I'll check it if it's a good game or something.
I'm not going to stay up late.
No,
if
exactly.
If it was the Timberwolves, yes, I would be staying up late, but I'm not going to stay up late for these other two teams. I get it. Get yourself registered for the Great Grocery Giveaway if you have not done so yet, because we will be getting our first qualifier in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Go to WDAYRadioNow.com to register. Thanks to our great sponsors, Allsager Meats and Kingpins. Look for the Great Grocery Giveaway page about midway down and get yourself registered for that.
We will be calling out a name at the in the 7 o'clock hour. You'll have 9 minutes and 70 seconds to call our WDAY radio studio at 701-293-9000. That's 10 minutes and 10 seconds for those of you who actually use a stopwatch. Everyone who qualifies is going to be invited to our Great Grocery Giveaway Grand Prize Party at Kingpins on Thursday, July 10th, where one person will win groceries for a year. We're going to have a number of qualifying stops. First one this week is going to be at Rusco Window in Fargo from 9 to 11 on Wednesday. So check that out if you want to get qualified, if you haven't gone to the website. But the simplest way is just go to the website and register.
Yep, and then listen for your name. 7 o'clock hour today, followed by the 10 o'clock hour, 1 o'clock hour, and 4 o'clock hour. Each and every day, a chance to get yourself qualified. We are WDAY Fargo. It is 601. 602, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has rolled in with a check on our forecast. A little variety here this week, it looks like, huh?
A little bit of something. For everybody out there this week, a little chilly today. It was chilly Sunday, and I know you like this.
Jason and I did actually like it.
You're crazy.
Well, the reason I liked it yesterday is because my son-in-law came to town and had a semi-load of stuff to unload into a storage. And so you don't like it when it's hot, like it's 80, 90 degrees, and then you're sweating and you're working. So actually the
cool for that,
and the rain held off for it until later.
Yeah, but lakes, if you're, you know, going out to
the
lakes.
I know, I get that part of it. Yeah.
But you hit Ribfest at all over the weekend?
No,
or?
My weekend just evaporated.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, hopefully everybody had a good weekend. Back to work Monday, and it's cloudy, and it Feels more like October out there instead of June 9th. This is, man, 52 chilly degrees with a northwest wind at 14 and a lot of clouds hanging around the area today. So we'll call it mostly cloudy. Just a few isolated showers popping up as we head throughout the day. Nothing widespread, nothing heavy. If you have outdoor plans, it's just going to be a little chilly. Highs only in the mid 60s today with a northwest wind, not as strong as yesterday, but still breezy. At about 15 to 30. And then tonight we'll see some breaks in the clouds with northwest winds switching to the southwest. Lows in the upper 40s. And then much better tomorrow. I'd say tomorrow probably the pick day of the week. Highs in the low to mid 80s and mostly sunny skies. We'll cool it off a little bit on Wednesday back into the 70s. And then a little bit of rain comes into the forecast. I'll have more on that after the bottom of the hour. And we'll take a sneak peek into Father's Day weekend forecast as well. That's coming up, too. Don't forget Dad.
I say summer's just cruising along, but it seems like it's moving along, isn't it, already? By the time we know it, it'll be back to school time.
Well, I mean, we're almost, no kidding, I mean, we're almost in mid-June.
Yeah.
We haven't had, outside of the stretch of heat that we had in May, where we had low 90s for, you know, 3-4 days. We haven't really had any heat, but there will be some building back. Don't worry. We'll get some before this month is done. Trust me.
Okay.
Don't worry.
This week here, with, I know you said you talk about the rain later, but that's not like the significant rain that you were seeing. Is that, wasn't there something on the LRC with maybe some appreciable rain? Maybe?
That's mid-month. And after, like for after the middle of the month.
Okay.
I think it was the 15th through the 20th.
Okay.
Right in that time frame. Okay. 15th through 22nd, something like that.
Okay.
I'd have to check the calendar.
Next weekend or later or something.
Correct.
Like that.
Yeah. Okay. Correct. Yeah. That's when we'll get some more heat too as well.
Okay. And maybe some more thunder boomers.
Yeah.
We did have thunder boomers Saturday night because I know it affected Ribfest. Were you there when the thunderstorms came through?
No, I knew it was coming, so okay. I actually...
he planned around the storm.
I actually, we took a break from Ribfest. We had some severe weather.
Yeah.
Just north of town.
Yeah.
Winds was about it.
But still, warnings came out
for it. Yep, we had a few warnings came out, so I was on air for that. And then we went back to Ribfest for the Slaughter concert.
Which was, okay.
You know, my mom always said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
Okay. All right.
But... the one good thing I will say is they still sounded great.
Oh, good.
I was really, that lead singer's voice, they really sounded good.
I was,
you get older and, you know, but I don't know how he gets his voice up that high, but yeah, they sounded really, really good. Crowd was very, and probably because of the weather.
Because I think I even saw, you can take shelter inside the Fargo Dome when those storms kicked.
Okay.
Was it like 7, 8 o'clock or somewhere
around
there?
Yeah, it was between 6 and 8, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe because of that, people didn't feel it. Yeah.
Right.
But overall, it sounded like, you know, Ribfest went great and people were happy, so nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
not what I heard, but okay.
Okay. Oh, really? Oh, we talked to different people. Apparently. And I saw a lot of chatter in Facebook groups that people were enjoying.
Hey, it's always, Ribfest is usually.
You're always going to have people complain about the price. You know, that's, that's kind of like a standard
but
thing.
But I mean, you know, it is.
But the concerts, having a good time.
The concerts,
time,
the good food.
Like people,
no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Question of the morning, what was one of your worst injuries growing up and how did you do it?
Dropping a keg on my foot and breaking my foot as we were going into the party.
How old were you, 12?
13.
Did you really break your foot?
No, I didn't. No.
Oh.
We were doing laps in the gym.
Yeah.
This is when you did, and I was, 10.
Yeah.
And we were doing laps in the gym, and back then, they had these, like, mats that hung on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And they were real super thin. So I took the corner turn a little too hard, and I had to brace myself against the mat. And as I braced myself with my right arm, it hit the mat, and all of a sudden I heard crack.
Oh no!
Oh,
shoulder,
yeah. Wrist.
Oh, wrist.
Yeah, it was in a cast. That wasn't fun.
Yeah,
that wasn't fun.
Those good old injuries. Now we're feeling them, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, boy. Yeah, the older you get, the big they creep back.
You bet. 6:08. We are going to get your national news in from ABC. Then big game, James McCarty with your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:12 on a Monday morning. Make sure you go to WDAYRadioNow.com. Get yourself qualified for the great grocery giveaway. giveaway. Get yourself registered. We're going to pick our first qualifier in the 7 o'clock hour. One of you is going to win groceries for a year. That's $10,000 in groceries. Time now for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Minnesota Twins avoided being swept with a 6-3 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays on Sunday afternoon. This time when they took the lead, they held on to the lead for the first time in the three-game set. Joe Ryan struck out 6 over 5 innings, gave up 2 runs. He earned his 7th victory of the year. Christian Vasquez had a solo home run, 2 RBI. You also had Brooks Lee with a solo shot. 5 Twins in total driving in a run in that victory. They're now off today before welcoming the Texas Rangers to Target Field for a midweek series that begins Tuesday night. Fargo Moorhead Redhawks defeated the Lincoln Salt Dogs 8-3 Sunday afternoon. Kyle Krieger with a 6 1/3 inning outing, striking out 6 batters, gave up only 1 run in the win. And then the Redhawks had a couple of 2-run homers from Peter Brookshaw and Lamar Sparks in that victory. They will wrap up this 4-game set, trying to split it against the Salt Dogs tonight at 7:02. Minnesota High School State Softball Championship, the 2A title game, that 4-seeded St. Cloud Cathedral team did end up defeating 6-seeded Holly 7-2. Still a great season, though, for the Holly softball squad. This week, you're going to have Morehead Spud Baseball in the state quarterfinals. It'll be in St. Paul at CHS Field, the home of the St. Paul Saints. It's Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock. The 6-seeded Spuds get 3-seeded Minnetonka, the Skippers, in the state quarterfinals. Yesterday afternoon, the Minnesota Lynx taking down the Dallas Wings, 81-65, remain undefeated on the season. Nafisa Collier with 28 points, 10 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals, and 3 blocks in that victory. Kayla McBride would end up knocking down 6 threes, having 21 points in total to help the Lynx improve to a WNBA best 9-0 record on the season with the win. They head to Seattle to battle the Storm on Wednesday night. Last night, Oklahoma City would punch back in the NBA Finals, taking down the Indiana Pacers 123-107, with that series now tied up at a game apiece. On Wednesday night, they'll shift gears to Indiana as the Pacers will host the Thunder for games 3 and 4. That'll be ABC still for coverage of that. And tonight, you're going to have Stanley Cup Final game number 3 as they head to Sunrise, Florida. The Panthers hosting the Oilers for this third and fourth game of the series. 7 p.m., the puck will drop on TNT. And running out sports you this hour, Track Talk tonight, 6:30 to 8 with Jason Berg right here on WDAY Radio. He'll get you up to speed on everything in the local racing scene and beyond.
Did you have a wedding this weekend?
No.
Oh, I was wondering why I didn't get any pictures. I thought maybe it was a tame wedding.
No.
I was thinking you had a wedding.
No,
right,
I was planning on going to the Holly Rodeo on Saturday, but
ooh,
the rain kind of kachowed that. Yeah.
I wonder how much that
you
affected
their lightning.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, we saw lightning too. So
that's not what I said.
I heard lightning.
McQueen, you said ka-chow.
Yeah.
There you go.
I wonder, the Holly Rodeo is always, that's a big, big event there. It's always packed there. I wonder how much
there was quite a few people, because I ended up showing up there.
Did you?
But then the radar looked really wet, and lightning struck a couple times, and I was like, I'm out.
I'm out of here.
So, yeah, the hill was pretty full, though.
Yeah, I'm sure people waited it out in their vehicles or did something to keep themselves amused for a couple of hours. I think maybe it was storming, or I don't know how long. I was watching
hour and a half, 2 hours, maybe,
point.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So I just went and watched some super regional baseball then.
There you go.
A bunch of teams punched their tickets to Omaha this next week.
Nice weekend?
Yeah, overall.
Pretty chill. You did Jimmy things. That made you happy?
Yeah, cleaned the house. Made it look presentable.
There you go.
Things of those sorts.
Yeah, I was busy. The weekend went fast. I did Friday night. I managed to watch a couple of music documentaries, so that was kind of fun. And then
were you on VH1? Behind the Music.
No, I was watching, I don't know what I was on. I think I was using my Amazon Prime. Yeah, that's right. Well, I've got so many different ones. Well, they're not really mine. I just have Netflix, but I have Amazon Prime and Netflix and than of other people's code words. But no, I watched a Harry Nilsson one, and then I finished The Cow Sills, which I had started a few weeks ago. So
the what?
The Cow Sills. They were the family that the Brady Bunch was based upon.
Oh, really?
So they're before my time, too. I know who they are, and I know, like, 2 of their songs. They sang Hair and The Cow, The Rain, The Park, and other things or something like that. It's a kind of a tragic story. The dad had all sorts of issues. He was violent, alcoholic, and sounded like he abused them in many different ways and kind of forced them all into the singing group, including the mom. But he had his oldest son. He wouldn't allow him to be a member of the Cow Sills. Can you imagine how that kid felt? But it was a very good...
He couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
No, he actually could sing because later in life he actually did sing a little bit with his siblings, not regularly, but a little bit. His dad made him join the military too, and just wouldn't let him be. I mean, dad was very controlling, but it was a good, very good series. Yeah, like I said, Cow's Hills was a little before my time, but I'm familiar with them and a couple of their songs. But yeah, they were the basis for the Brady Bunch, and even Shirley Jones made an appearance. And they asked, like, well, why didn't they do the Brady or not the Brady Bunch, Partridge Family? Why didn't they become the Partridge Family? And she goes, well, I was told that they're not actors, they're singers. And so they found actors to be the Partridge Family.
Ah, I see.
Long running about things.
Do you remember last week when you were trying to tell me that napping in the afternoon was bad?
Well, that's what that one story said, and I didn't buy
it. I have found another story that disputes that.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
I think naps are important. If you're tired, like I always prioritize a nap over, you know, going on a walk or getting exercise in, I'll always take a nap first if I'm tired. So good.
There you go.
What do you have?
Study says napping during the day slows brain aging by up to 6.5 years. So if you ever feel guilty for, you know, drifting off for midnight snooze, you're not alone. Napping is a daily ritual for many, and it's been long been shrouded in mystery. But a recent research, however, is starting to shed light on whether those short spells of daytime rest might actually offer a protective effect for our brains as we age. So how do you like me now? Mm-hmm. My brain is young now.
Yeah, I think the naps are important, but they always say like that 10 to 20 minute window, maybe a half hour max. You shouldn't be taking like hour, 2 hour, 3 hour nap because it can disrupt your nighttime sleeping.
But those are so good.
Sometimes those power naps are definitely needed after a late night. But yeah, I think catching some shut eye is important. That study last week, I don't know. I'm like, I didn't believe
it. If you nap in the afternoon, you might be a sign you're going to die early. And it's like, whoa, easy there, fella.
I guess there's some, I don't know, it's probably a TikTok thing. Rumors about where you can use your Costco card. Basically just at Costco, right?
Obviously.
Okay, this is
you can use it. You actually have to use it at Costco gas, too.
Okay.
You have to scan that one first.
This is a funny story, and it involves the TSA and Costco cards. We'll talk more about that coming up next. 621, weekends are made to enjoy time with your friends and family. Hopefully you got to do that over the weekend. It's also a great time to give thanks and salute those who make it all possible, our military and first responders out there for us every single day. And with summer, here's a great time to enjoy the Mango Blonde from Liffbridge Brewing in Stillwater, Minnesota. Tropical breeze from fresh mango grove leading you to a light-bodied blonde ale.
It finishes with a subtle mango sweetness that does not overpower the golden malt ale. Made with natural flavors, it's perfect for the lake, boat, backyard, or out on your deck or patio. And it's now available year-round in your favorite local liquor store. And while you're enjoying it and enjoying your weekends, tipping one back, remember to salute and give thanks to those who serve our military and those first responders out there for us every single day. This message is brought to you by Beverage Wholesalers in Fargo.
Did you get to sample that? I know you have the green light now from your medical team
I was still good. I still haven't had a cocktail yet.
Okay. But you can.
I can.
No, you're waiting for a warmer day.
I'm waiting for the right
be like
mood.
My dad. My dad really not a drinker at all. The hottest day of the year, he would have one PBR that usually sat down in the root cellar for like 10 years. And he'd go down there and get it and drink it after mowing the lawn or
there
something
you go.
Like that. Speaking of our veterans, too, we've got the Flag Day ceremony going on this Friday in our parking lot right here at WDAY Radio from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Everybody is welcome. We're going to have a free lunch for all veterans. Law enforcement and first responders will start things off with raising the flag and the national anthem at 11 o'clock. Color Guard salute. We'll have food trucks and free ice cream. Also, get yourself a free WDAY cap, portable phone charger. We'll also be collecting money for the Honor Flight, a fundraiser for them. You can win prizes to sweet shots and more drawings every 15 minutes again this Friday from 11 to 1 right here in our parking lot. 2852 Thunder Road South, right next to Thunder Road. All right, I saw this and I chuckled.
Yes.
The TSA is confirming that your Costco membership card will not get you through airport security. No matter how delicious the $1.50 hot dog combo is, you cannot use your Costco card to get through TSA.
What?
They say they posted on Facebook they're trying to debunk a bizarre rumor that Costco cards can be used as real ID for domestic flights.
Why would anybody be dumb enough to think that?
And then they spread it on the internet. They TSA says we love hot dogs and rotisserie chickens as much as the next person, but please stop telling people their Costco card counts as real ID because absolutely it does not. Yeah. That's funny.
That's just stupid. I mean, my Costco card, I think you can barely, I'm surprised they can still scan my my barcode on that thing because it's been wearing off over the years. Because I've had it for, I don't know, whenever Costco came to Fargo, that's when I switched over from Sam's Club over to Costco. And we've been there since. It's probably been at least a 10, 12
or
more.
Years or something.
And so
like that.
The picture that they have of me on there, is you can barely see
like
that
a criminal or something.
You can barely see that anyway. So how are people going to think that you're going to use a Costco card instead of a real ID? A real ID is your state issued driver's license plus the fact you bring in Social Security information and like a bill to show that you live at this certain location. But a Costco card is going to get you on there.
People are dumb.
Sometimes I don't even have any words for how dumb people are.
And you know, people have tried it so much that the TSA took to Facebook to debunk it. And then, you know, you get snarky responses from people and one person jokes. So you're saying we should bring you a chicken.
I would say you need to bring us a chicken bake because those are delicious.
Another says, pretty sure the Costco card is stronger than some passports. That's too funny. Yikes. So, I mean, come on.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's just... I just don't know about people.
You just shake your head.
You know, an individual usually is smart, able to reason with, but, you know, a group of people can be pretty dumb.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I mean, that's been shown over and over again. I mean, just think of all the people that believe some crazy rumor on the internet. We can use our Costco cards to get in at the airport. Why would you think that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they take our picture and they know our address.
People, sure.
That, so does your driver's license, dummy.
Do you think you're going to make it another 25 years?
For what?
Life to live.
I hope so, because I read the report last night, or I saw it on TV, one of the two.
Experts claim if you make it to the year 2050, that could mean...
We live forever!
But like, how old and achy are you? That's what they say.
If you can
make it to 2050, scientists and futurists believe if we make it to 2050, we may have access to technology that could extend our life indefinitely.
Here's what's going to happen, though. If you make it there, we can extend our life indefinitely. We're not going to have aches and pains. I'll be able to get my knee fixed.
Oh, they're just going to go away, all those aches
and pains
that
those
of us in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s have?
They're going to be able to be fixed, Bonnie.
Oh.
Fixed. Think about it. Huh. It's like a medical technology. We can rebuild him. We can make him stronger. It only costs $6 million a piece.
A $6 million man.
Yeah.
That used to be a TV show.
I mean, I'm about $1.5 million right about now.
One futurist, a futurist, I don't know.
They're a person that's a science fiction writer.
Yeah, but they don't know anything medically.
Well,
of
course not. I will say this, though, Bonnie. Based on the fact that my experience in the hospital last year, there is technology that comes out all the time that improves things. Quite honestly, would I still be here had they not had that device developed called the Impella that helps circulating my blood when I was having these VTAC episodes? That is questionable, and that's only been around really for use in the medical field in the last 5 years. So my point would be is that in the next 25 years, if they had something 5 years ago that helped save my life and help get me to a point where I could get a transplant, imagine what they'll have in the next 25.
I mean,
they're going to have a lot of different things.
I guess. Trucker Al's on the line this morning. Good morning to you, Al.
Morning. Yeah, you're going to have to play in the year 2525 for Zinger and Evans.
There you go. Maybe they were onto something there. Or on something that was the 60s,
yeah, there
I
you
think.
Go, yeah.
I
that's
don't know. Right, yeah. Do you think you're going to make it to 2050? And if so, do you want to live forever?
2050.
25 years.
25. Nah. I don't think so. No. I'd be 100 years old damn near.
But. Just depends on there's one futurist who thinks our bodies will repair and be enhanced at the cellular level. I don't know. You're still going to be old,
the
right? Because you're at that age to begin with.
When we get that old, the higher ups, the corporations, they're just going to be killing us off anyway.
Or they'll make us work longer. You have to you're 100, you have to keep working because you're going to live forever. Keep
Instead
on working.
Instead of working until age 65, you're going to have to work till you're 130.
Because you're going to need money to live, right?
Obviously.
There you go.
I don't know. I think this is a little goofy, if you ask me. I mean, there's, like Jason said, there's been a lot of advances in the medical field, mm-hmm. but I don't know.
There will continue to be advancements in the medical field that will help prolong your life, but will you be able to live indefinitely? I don't know. You're going to have a huge jump in technology to go from a device that helps you in these heart situations, as an example, to be able to regenerate your body at a cellular level. That's a whole other ball of wax.
But then can you imagine being married to the same one for 100 years, you know?
No.
Obviously
not. And are we going to be driving at 100, 125? What's our reaction time behind the wheel going to be like?
We're going to have teleporters by then. We're not going to have to drive anywhere.
Look at the Jetsons. Mm-hmm. We should have already had the flying cars decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all downhill from here.
That's what we hear. Al, you have a great day. I was good hearing your voice. You bet. Cloudy day today. Could see some showers. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki will be in shortly to check on our forecast. Don't forget, get yourself registered for the great grocery giveaway brought to you by Alsager Meats and Kingpins. Go to WDAYRadioNow.com. Look for the great grocery giveaway. Somebody's going to win groceries for an entire year. That's $10,000 in groceries, and we'll have our first qualifier coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. 6:32, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here now with a check on our kind of a gloomy day today.
Can you cue up Deep Purple?
Smoke on the Water?
Yes. Smoke on the Water.
I faintly detected it yesterday, but we're going to be seeing
You can
more
smell
of
it
that
out there today. Now, it's not low level, most of it, but eastward into Minnesota, you might run into a little bit, a little denser down towards south of Lakes Country. But, it's still, as we thought, it would come back Sunday into Monday, and sure enough. But not like it was last week, so that's good news there. Today, just unseasonably chilly. We're in the low 50s right now, and it won't be as windy as it was yesterday, where we had wind gusts close to 50 across the area.
It was that high. Okay. It was between
40 and 50. Today, we're only going to be about 15 to 30 out of the northwest. A lot of clouds around, maybe a pop-up shower, but again, nothing widespread at all. Highs only in the mid-60s today. That is it. Partly cloudy, upper 40s tonight. And Tuesday, we'll call tomorrow the pick day of the week. Sunny, low to mid-80s. And then a cool front swings through Tuesday night. That'll drop temperatures back into the 70s for Wednesday through Friday. And yeah, we'll see a chance for some showers. There'll be a storm system that's passing to our south Thursday and Friday. I think we're going to be right on the northern end of that. So a slight chance for some showers Thursday and Friday. And then for Father's Day weekend, it looks like it's going to warm up. We'll start to warm things up on Saturday in the upper 70s, close to 80. And then we're in the mid-80s on Sunday, and it looks like upper 80s by this time next week. Only a slight chance of a thunderstorm late Sunday for Father's Day. I think most of the Father's Day weekend right now looks to be pretty nice. So that's nice. Good news for dads.
Yeah,
good news for
some
dads.
Fishing or do some picnicking,
right?
Or something like that.
Exactly, exactly.
Did you ever get a real ID?
Nope. Not yet, man. I've got...
We hear you can use your Costco card to get through TSA.
What?
Dean wasn't in here.
Who said that?
The internet.
People.
Well, it's got to be true.
Yeah, obviously.
It's got to be true then.
TSA even had to put out a Facebook post saying, your Costco card is not going to get you through TSA security.
Come on. People aren't that dumb,
Apparently,
are they?
Apparently they are.
They are.
There are. Whatever you do, people, believe everything you read on the internet, because there's no way that could be false.
No.
Good
perfect
gravy.
Sense.
No, I do have to get, because, I mean, all my summer travel this year, we're going to be driving. But in case we do want to fly, I'm probably just going to update my passport. I've got to update that. That's just, because my driver's license that I still have from Arizona is good through 2032.
What?
Oh, yeah. The driver's license they issue in Arizona when I live down there, they're good for what, 15 years, I think?
It was either 15 or something ridiculous, like 20 or 25. Yeah. It was a long time a lot of places are 4 years. I think now here in North Dakota, they're what, 6 years, I believe, something like that, because I won't have to get a new one until like next year.
I have a full head of hair on that driver's license, and I'm keeping that thing.
Can I use the same picture, please? Yeah.
Do you have a current North Dakota license? Not that there's any cops or anything listening to you right now.
Do, do, do. I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
All right, you should probably go before you get yourself in.
What are you trying to do? Get me thrown in jail here?
Nope, I would never do that to my friends.
It's bad enough. I had my cousin in town over the weekend. We're lucky we didn't need bail money then.
Dean Wysocki drives a gray Chevy Silverado.
I was kind of expecting my phone to go off, but I didn't get
for bail money.
He must have behaved.
Yeah, we had fun. If you're listening, GR, safe travels back.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad.
That's
you
a long drive back to Chicago.
Yes, it is, especially if you're hungover.
Yeah, right.
6:36 right now. Your national news from ABC. We'll check in with the American Ag Network and Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:41. Big Game James McCarty is here with your WDAY Radio Sports.
The Minnesota Twins are not down one pitcher, but now two.
Oh no!
Yeah, over the weekend, Zebby Matthews, right-hander, he is placed on the 15-day injured list yesterday, to be specific. He's dealing with a shoulder strain, so the team says they believe it's short-term. Teams have also been known to lie, so we'll see. The Twins just lost, of course, ace Pablo Lopez for the next 2 to 3 months after a setback this past week. Matthews is 1-1 on the year, 5.21 ERA with 4 starts this season. Simeon Woods Richardson, he was a late scratch from his scheduled start yesterday in St. Paul, so the speculation is this later on this morning, early afternoon, he will be announced as being recalled from AAA. He pitched pretty darn well for the Twins early in the year, but just due out of course, resource that we had available, he got sent down to keep refining his craft. So I would imagine the centerpiece of the Jose Berrios trade from 4 years ago will end up being the one called up for the Twins. As well, the Twins did avoid being swept yesterday afternoon. They took down the Blue Jays 6-3. Joe Ryan, 5 innings, 6 strikeouts, gave up 2 runs, his 7th win of the year. 5 different Twins driving in a run in that victory. They're off today before welcoming the Texas Rangers to Target Field. That's a midweek series that'll begin tomorrow evening in Minneapolis. Red Hawks defeated the Salt Dogs 8-3 Sunday afternoon. They would get a really solid outing from starting pitcher Kyle Krieger, who would strike out 6 batters over 6 1/3 innings, only gave up 1 run. The bullpen gave up a couple runs in the 9th inning, but they were able to hold on for the victory. Lamar Sparks, the new outfielder, along with Peter Brookshaw, the shortstop for the Red Hawks, each with 2-run homers in that victory. The Red Hawks try and split this 4-game set with the Salt Dogs tonight, beginning at 7:05. Minnesota High School State Championship softball. It was the 4-seeded St. Cloud Cathedral squad edging out a 6-seeded Holly 7-2 to take that 2A championship on Saturday. Actually, it was Friday evening, excuse me. And then Moorhead Spud Baseball, they know their opponent date and, of course, time that they'll be playing in their state quarterfinals. The 6-seeded Spuds get 3-seeded the Minnetonka Skippers on Wednesday at 1 p.m. at CHS Field. That's just the home of the St. Paul Saints. So be a fun week for them, hopefully, as if they can get a couple of victories and make a deep state tournament run. Lynx last night, they took down the Wings in Dallas, 81-65 to remain undefeated on the year. They're 9-0 on the season. Nafisa Collier, 28 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists in the victory. Elena Smith, she was incredible, even though she only had 4 points. She had 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 blocks. She did everything else the Lynx needed her to do. A WNBA best 9-0 record will head into Seattle to battle the Storm on Wednesday night. And the NBA Finals, they are knotted up at a game apiece after the Thunder took down the Pacers 123-107 last night, knotted up at a game apiece. Pacers now will host the Thunder for Games 3 and 4. Game 3 will be Wednesday night on ABC. And the Stanley Cup Final has Game 3 shifting to Sunrise, Florida, as the Panthers host the Oilers tonight on TNT with that puck dropping at 7 o'clock. And Track Talk tonight, 6:30 to 8 o'clock on WDAY Radio. Join Jason Berg as he gets you up to speed on everything that matters in the local racing scene and beyond. At Pebble Lake Golf Club, you play amongst mature trees, rolling hills, and unique bunkers with a little water along the way. Book your tee time online at playpebblelake.com.
If summer means pressure, planning, and burnout, let Cirasit help you reclaim your peace. Their gentle, non-invasive technology helps your brain release stored stress so you can sleep better, feel calmer, and show up fully present.
Cirrus Fargo is here to help support your wellness journey this summer and beyond. Call Cirrus at 701-566-5231 or go to cirruset.com, which is C-E-R-E-S-E-T.com, to get started.
The Great Grocery Giveaway is underway. One of you is going to win a year's worth of groceries. That's $10,000 in groceries, brought to you by Allsager Meats and Kingpins. I'll be listening in the 7 o'clock hour today for the first qualifier. If you got yourself registered at WDAYRadioNow.com, be listening. We might be calling out your name. 1 o'clock hour as well, 10 o'clock hour on the Coffee Club, and the 4 o'clock hour on the Jay Thomas Show. So four times every day, be listening. Doesn't mean right at 7. You got to listen the whole lot. You got to listen all day long.
7:59 and 50 seconds.
It's Jay Thomas Show. It might be like, he's got to get it done before five. We go to Valley News Live at that time. So Ronnie's going to have to stay on Jay and make sure he's remembering to do that each and every day. But simple as going to WDAYRadioNow.com to get yourself registered. And then all you have to do is listen for your name. And then how much time do they have to call in?
9 minutes and 70 seconds, which is actually 10 minutes and 10 seconds, but math doesn't work that way. So,
no. All right. Okay. And also, do it that way, or if you want to, stop by and see our different personalities, we're going to have a number of qualifying stops. Steve Hallstrom will be over at Rusco Windows this coming Wednesday from 9 to 11 a.m. So stop in and say hi to Steve. Get yourself qualified or registered, I guess, for the Great Grocery Giveaway. And one of you is going to be extremely happy.
I would hope so.
$10,000 in grocery. That's life-changing for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's over $800 a month in groceries. And that can basically take that one thing off of your plate
exactly.
for an entire year, which would be fantastic. I wish I could win it,
to be honest. Well, we can't.
Yeah.
Flatland Music Flashback brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. That's going to be coming your way right around 6:56 this morning. We're going to be showcasing this group. They come in third place for a group with the most number ones behind the Beatles and the Supremes. Who is it? Find out in Flatland Music Flashback. Again, right around 6:56, 6:48. We are going to be heading back to the American Ag Network shortly.
It was on this date in 1990. This singer started a record-breaking 21-week stay at the top of the U.S. album charts. Find out who that is. Coming up next in Music Flashback.
Time for Flatland Music Flashback. Flatland Guitar, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs.
1969, Brian Jones, founder and original leader of the Rolling Stones, announced he was moving on because he didn't agree with the band's musical direction. He was replaced by Mick Taylor.
Less than a month later, Jones was found dead in his swimming pool, drowning listed as a cause of death. But the coroner's report also said he died by misadventure. His heart and liver were also heavily enlarged from past drug and alcohol abuse.
1979, the Bee Gees went to number one with Love You Inside Out. It was the brothers' ninth and final U.S. number one. They come in third place for a group with the most U.S. number ones behind the Beatles and the Supremes.
If you were to ask me, I wouldn't have been able to draw that up, but that's super cool.
Yeah.
The Bee Gees were known as the Kings of Disco. They wrote all of their own songs, and they are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
1984, Cyndi Lauper started a two-week run at number one with Time After Time, a song she co-wrote with Rob Hyman of the Hooters.
Lauper, known for her distinctive four-octave range, is in the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
1990. Some guy named MC Hammer wore a pair of pants.
Yes, he did.
And he started a record-breaking 21-week stay at the top of the U.S. album charts, making it the longest uninterrupted stay at the top since the album charts started.
The album, Please Hammer, Don't Hurt 'Em, was a success mainly because of the hit single, Can't Touch This. It is the first hip-hop album to be certified diamond. I know a lot of people our age who know all the lyrics, too.
Is that after platinum?
What?
Diamond. Certified gold and platinum is diamond after? Platinum?
I don't know. I don't have time to think. I'm pushing buttons over here.
I just thought you would knew it since you were a former DJ.
I don't.
You're in your musical acumen. 1994, Lisa Left Eye Lopez of TLC set fire to the mansion belonging to her boyfriend, Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Andre Bad Moon Rising. The $2 million mansion was burned to the ground, and Lopez was charged with arson and fined $10,000 and given 5 years probation.
Lopez wrote Waterfalls, which was a number one hit in 1995. She was tragically killed in a car crash in Honduras in 2002 while doing charity work. You don't know this?
I've heard the song before, but the lyrics are like, well, all right.
They did a lot of drugs back then.
Yeah. Having a birthday today, George Bunnell of psychedelic rock band Strawberry Alarm Clock is 76. In 1967, they had a number one hit with Incense and Peppermints.
If you're having a birthday today, happy birthday today. You share it with my birthday, Heidi, my baby sister, Heidi. It's Aww. Her birthday today, too. Yeah. Be listening if you got yourself registered for the Great Grocery Giveaway. Be listening for your name to be called sometime this hour. And if you're, what are we talking about? You need to go to WDAYRadioNow.com. Register yourself. We are giving away $10,000 in groceries. That's a year of free groceries that one of you is going to win. But first of all, you have to get yourself qualified. Our sponsors, All Sauger Meats and Kingpins. 7 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo. 7:02, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here now with a check on our gloomy forecast for today, anyway.
I don't want to say a repeat of yesterday because we'll have less rain than we did yesterday.
And it'll be warmer, right?
No.
Oh, wow. Less windy, maybe?
A little less wind. We're in the 60s. Actually, you know what? It will be. I'm sorry.
See?
Jay. We are a little bit warmer
like
today.
7 degrees or something like that, but whatever.
We'll be stuck in the 60s today where we were stuck in the 50s yesterday.
See? Yeah, see? So. Uh-huh.
Jace, you were right again.
I know. What
Man,
can I say?
What am I going to learn to listen to you?
I don't know. Nobody does.
Well, I'll listen to you above Bonnie.
Okay, good.
So,
you know, he's got a lot of great ideas. I'd listen to him.
I got ideas. I have no idea how to make those ideas come true, but I got ideas.
But we are looking at a lot of cloud cover out there today, and we will see a few spotty showers. But again, nothing really to worry about, but unseasonably chilly, mid-60s today. We should be in the upper 70s, closer to 80. We'll have a northwest wind at about 15 to 30 as well. Partly cloudy, upper 40s tonight and Tuesday. That's probably the pick day of the week, the way it looks right now, with highs in the low to mid-80s tomorrow with plenty of sun. And then partly cloudy, we'll cool it down a little bit into the upper 70s on Wednesday, and then we're in the 70s Thursday and Friday with a chance for a few isolated showers. Both of those days. It does warm back up, though, as we head into Father's Day weekend, as highs rebound into the upper 70s Saturday. It looks like mid-80s as we head into Father's Day. So hang in there. Well, you know, the summer, there's a lot of summer heat building to our south, and we just can't quite get it this far north. But areas of South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, those areas are going to be in the upper 80s to 90s as we head into later this weekend into the following weekend. So we're trying to get that to push north. And there's some signs of it, but then we get that clip, Canadian cold front that kind of snips it off, and we just can't get that extended areas of heat, which I know Bonnie likes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're trying to make Bonnie happy. Because if Bonnie ain't happy, there ain't nobody going to be happy here.
I'm glad to know that you're that smart to realize that. That's right. But no, I actually kind of like this weather, basically.
Yeah, I think you're the only one in town.
Jace liked it, too.
Weather's been brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Hey, get
back. Stay here, Skippy. It's time for our Tailgaters 2-Degree Guarantee. Every Monday, Dean's going to give us the expected temperature for today, and if he's within 2 degrees, you can celebrate at Tailgaters on Tuesday with $2 tap on a domestic pint for your first one, and after that, they're just $4 each. If he's by chance wrong, which rarely ever happens, you can celebrate with $2 Long Island iced tea, and then each tea after that is going to be $3. So, Dean, what is your predicted high for today?
80.
Wrong.
We want Long Island.
We want Long Island.
I know you do. I want a legitimate effort.
Hey, I'm making the rules here. No, we'll go 65. We'll keep it. We'll play fair. We'll play fair. 65.
All right. Thank you, Dean.
Has anybody else ever called you Skippy? That's a good little nickname.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I like that. That's
Listen
cute.
Tomorrow morning to see if Dean gets the Tailgaters 2-Degree Guarantee right or wrong. And as always, you can enjoy live music on Friday nights at Tailgaters at the corner of University and Main in downtown Fargo.
Great grocery giveaway. We are looking for our first qualifier. Make sure you go to WDAYRadioNow.com to get yourself qualified. Click on the Great Grocery Giveaway page.
That sounds something like that Robin would tell Batman. Great grocery giveaway, Batman!
Good job.
Thank you.
All Sauger Meats, Kingpins, our sponsors. Thank you for that. We are looking for Cindy Wagner. How much time does she have?
She has. You're in charge of the clock. Well, it's 9 minutes and 70 seconds, but.
2939,000.
It is technically 10 minutes and 10 seconds, so I will. Hold on, let me get my timer set exactly so that way
we're giving her extra time by stalling.
I know, but that's okay. We will give her 10 minutes and 10 seconds starting now.
Go time, Cindy. Cindy Wagner, we're looking for you. 701-293-9000. If you're her friends, you know Cindy, her relatives. Call her. Tell her her name is on the radio. She wants to get qualified to win $10,000 in groceries. It's simple as that. You call in 9 minutes, 70 seconds, and we will check your name that you are one of our qualifiers. Cindy Wagner, where are you? 701-293-9000. 707, right now we're getting your national news in from ABC. Big game James McCarty's in after that with your WDAY Radio Sports. And we just heard from Cindy Wagner. She is the first qualifier in the Great Grocery Giveaway. She was listening less than a minute past, and Cindy called in, so she got herself qualified. The very first, your next opportunity to get qualified coming up in the 10 o'clock hour today on the Coffee Club with Janae and Ronnie. 1 o'clock during WAG Radio and the 4 o'clock hour on the Jay Thomas Show. Four times each and every day, but you got to go to WDAYRadioNow.com to register. Click on the Great Grocery Giveaway. Fill out the information there. Thanks to Allsager Meats and Kingpins, our fine sponsors. Once you hear your name called, you have 9 minutes, 70 seconds to call our WDAY Radio studio line, 2939,000. Good luck to all of you. Big Game James McCarty's here now with your WDAY Radio Sports.
Yesterday afternoon, the Twins salvaging the third and final game of their series at home against the Toronto Blue Jays by a score of 6-3. Five different Twins driving in runs, led by a home run and two RBI from Christian Vasquez. Joe Ryan tossing five innings with six strikeouts, gave up a couple of runs in his seventh victory of the year. Twins are off today before welcoming the Texas Rangers to Target Field for a midweek series that begins on Tuesday night. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks remain on the road. They battled the Lincoln Salt Dogs with an 8-3 victory on Sunday afternoon, looking to try and split that four-game set tonight beginning at 7:05. High school softball state championship in Minnesota. The 2A title game saw 4-seeded St. Cloud Cathedral defeat 6-seeded Hawley 7-2. And Spud Baseball, their state quarterfinals affair, will begin on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at CHS Field in St. Paul, home of the Saints, the Twins AAA affiliate. The 6-seeded Moorhead Spuds will take on the 3-seeded Minnetonka Skippers. On the hardwood yesterday afternoon in Dallas, the Lynx took down the Wings, 81-65, remain undefeated. Nafisa Collier with 28 points, 10 rebounds, 3 steals and 3 blocks in the win. Keelan McBride had 21 points, along with knocking down 6 three-pointers. And the Lynx improving to a WNBA best 9-0 record on the season with the win. They will head to Seattle to battle the Storm on Wednesday evening. The NBA Finals saw the Thunder strike back in Game 2 last night over the Pacers, 123-107. Best of 7 series tied up at a game apiece. They'll shift gears to Indiana on Wednesday night on ABC for Game 3 and 4 later on this week. Stanley Cup playoff, they'll have Game 3 as they shift their series to Southern Florida in Sunrise as the Panthers will host the Oilers for Games 3 and 4. Game 3 tonight at 7 o'clock. Coverage available nationally on TNT. And as well this evening, rounding out sports this hour, you have Jason Berg and Track Talk tonight at 6:30 right here on WDAY Radio. Join him as he gets you up to speed on everything that matters in the local racing scene and beyond.
And doesn't he do his show from location in Moorhead?
He does, yes.
Is it Midtown Tavern?
Yes, there you go. Yep.
Where he's at?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, right off of Highway 10 there. They got some great pizza. I can attest.
Yeah, they do. Good food.
Just throwing it out there.
Pizza. They've got good food over there.
Very
too.
Good
and
pizza
fun.
There.
Yeah, and if you want to hang out with Jason, just go over there tonight and enjoy.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty darn busy last week, so that's awesome to hear.
Excellent.
And at some point, I'll be swinging over there. I got to imagine they got some good deals.
Mm-hmm.
They got some good pizza. Mm-hmm. I got to make sure that I can maneuver my way there. About a 4 mile walk home, 3.5 mile walk home. That's the only.
I would pick you up because I'm at the midway point.
Oh yeah, it's a good
I
point.
Live
yeah,
midway between yeah. you and there, so I'd come get you, Jimmy.
That would be oh well.
I'd bring you there, and I would pick you up.
Oh, there we go.
James,
now hey.
James has got a ride.
Jason, you got an extra seat tonight.
I'd even let you bring a few extra fans.
Probably need it.
Yeah. Make sure you guys all stay in check.
I suppose, yeah. I don't know if that's actually a great idea now that I think about it. I just started to think that through.
You have to work the rest of the week, or at least through Thursday anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Through Thursday. And then
you'll be misbehaving next weekend anyway.
Omaha doesn't know what's about to hit it. Again.
College Baseball World Series, right? Yeah,
7 of the 8 slots have been booked.
That's awesome.
Only game today is Murray State and Duke. Whoever wins that one goes to the World Series.
There you go.
That'll be awesome. All right. I don't know how busy the pools will be today, but Fargo swimming pools are opening up today. And they're also doing the ribbon cutting on the newly designed and reopened Island Park pool.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
It looks fantastic.
Lazy River. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it has a wave pool or not, but it's got a little kind of pool for the kids and stuff. So they still got their swimming area for lap swims over on that, what direction would that be, the north side there? Behind that wall.
It looks super cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they spent a lot of time and effort. I mean, that was a project they started doing when I was still going to that downtown Y a number of years ago. So for it to finally be done and open, that's a big thing for the city of Fargo.
Yeah, so they're doing it up big. There's a ribbon cutting this morning at the Island Park Pool at 11:30. Remarks beginning at 11:45, followed by a public celebration from 12 to 4 p.m. They even have a DJ there, photo ops, giveaways, free ice cream. And then, you know, $12 for adults, $10 for kids if you feel like swimming today. But I don't know if it's swimming day. But, you know, kids, school's out, they want to swim, even on the cloudy days. Sometimes it's warmer on the cloudy days, as long as you keep your shoulders underwater.
Yeah, keep yourself entirely under the water, you're fine, and it won't be too bad.
For those of you that look for quirky, unique things to do, maybe you're over in Lakes Country, Pelican Rapids is hosting their minnow races again. Friend John reached out, asked if we'd give it a mention. They begin on June 12th, which is Thursday, and the minnow races in Pelican Rapids in the multipurpose building at Chauncey Martin Field. They're going to be hosting these all summer long. So if you're looking to do that, June 12th through August 14th, you can find out some more information on that. Minnow races. That's fun. They do, Perm does turtle races.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I bet you
their race takes a bit longer.
Do you think the turtle are, I mean, they're, yeah, maybe What's the minnow's the faster. If they, well, if
minnows are real quick, you know?
Well, if they get the memo and they go the right way, maybe they'll be bouncing into the side of the, I mean, this is pretty serious business they hear.
How do you tell which minnows won the race? I mean, do they got little,
well, they've got judges. This is what our friend John and Amanda from Park Region Co-op, they're going to be running the minnow races. That's up to them to decide who wins.
They've got a racing number on the side of them?
Like a penny? A little
jersey. Exactly. Something like that. Number one, number two.
I don't know, but that sounds like fun. In Pelican Rapids all throughout the summer, again, beginning this Thursday. Also, speaking of Thursday, Donate While You Dine, a fundraiser partnering up Culver's and Golden Drive Homeless Kids. If you go eat there at either of the Culver's locations in Fargo off 13th Avenue or 25th Street, 32nd Avenue, this Thursday between 11 and 2 and 5 and 8, 20% of all their sales will be donated to Golden Drive Homeless Kids.
Which is a fantastic charity. Our friend Sue Barron, obviously in charge of that. But how can you go wrong with going out, eating Culver's?
I already told my son last week we're doing Culver's on Thursday.
Well, yeah, you go get a butter burger, maybe some cheese curds.
I want one right now, actually, but I'm going to wait till Thursday because then my dollar gets stretched further. The frozen custard, though, too.
Everything at Culver's. Just saying. It's like a good way to support your local charity there, Golden Drive Homeless Kids. Golden Drive Homeless Kids, and also be able to get something delicious to eat. So you can't really go wrong at all.
Yeah, and thanks to Culver's. I think it's Ashley who Sue always mentions. Ashley over there at Culver's.
Okay.
So thank you for your partnership, helping raise funds, awareness, and donations to Golden Drive Homeless Kids. It is 7:18, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. How many head of cattle do we need in the U.S.?
7.
I thought you were going to say billions, because you like to say billions. I don't
one
know.
1 million head of cattle. No, it's going to be millions.
7, and I don't know. But
I thought 7 is always the answer.
No, 7's not always the answer.
Yeah, it could be.
A lot more
I
want to
double-check on the question.
Bridget always has the answer. So
obviously.
We'll be checking in with her. And again, congratulations, Cindy Wagner, the very first qualifier today for our great grocery giveaway. Your next opportunity to get qualified on the Coffee Club in the 10 o'clock hour today. Bridget joins us next.
7:21, we head out to the farm to talk with Ag Director Bridget Riedel. How you doing this morning, Bridget?
Fantastic. Now, I don't know that you guys use rice as often as maybe the country of Japan.
Well, it depends on how many times I drop my phone in the toilet.
Oh, my. Yes, Lynn. I don't need to know all the details on that. Also, I'm never borrowing your phone. Okay. So, but rice is Perfect. Truly the most widely consumed staple food in Japan. But in the last couple of years, that country has fallen to a very steep supply deficit, and their prices have more than doubled since last summer. So why? Well, their rice crisis started with a poor rice harvest in 2023. And the ministry then overestimated supply but underestimated the demand. And there was talk of last summer a potential mega earthquake that could be causing tsunamis in southern Japan. Well, that notice of a potential was, people thought it meant that there was a cataclysmic event coming. And so they started stockpiling and preparing for disaster. Leading up to the emergency rice buying binge, consumers had been having a lot more bread and noodles because of the price of rice in their country. So now rice consumption has also been increasing with the return of dining out and all the tourists that are rushing in to see the country of Japan. So what's been happening is their price is extremely high. Their supply is very low. They've been starting to import far more from the United States, even though rice from the U.S. was always considered inferior to what was being purchased and raised in their own country. And so even though they are having to import, it's still cheaper to buy from us than some of their domestic supplies. So the country of Japan, long known for all the rice in their diets, are struggling a little bit, both with cost and supply, and they're hoping to make that up over the next couple of years. But they don't have as many rice farming households as they once did. This could mean an uptick for us as U.S. growers for rice. Interesting little concept, isn't it?
Yeah, and I Googled real quick. It's like, because I knew rice lasts a long time. I guess 10 years, rice can last 10 years, unless it's brown rice, and they say that doesn't last as long.
Well, it depends on how often you eat it as well, Bonnie.
Well, that's true.
Just saying.
And that 10-year lifespan on it, I think that's why you see rice that's often in, like, MREs within the military survival kits, that type of thing, because of its longevity and shelf life.
Well, I just wondered, like, does rice ever go bad, kind of like noodles?
Sure.
Do they ever go bad, you know?
I wouldn't use the rice that Jace has been using when he has an incident with his phone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got sometimes you wash a little flip phone back in the day. You got to get a bag of rice.
If Jace offers you rice, ask questions beforehand.
Usually it's pre-cooked. So. It's pre-cooked and it's still sealed. Don't worry about it, Bonnie.
I'm worrying. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about beef cattle. U.S. beef cattle industries are at their lowest point since 1951, and we're projected to reach 86 million head here in 2025. But that's with a smaller calf crop due to limited heifer retention. Heifers are our first-year calvers. And beef production really is forecasted to decline about 5% year-on-year, which will maintain the lowest pounds since 2025. There's a lot that's influencing that. First of all, our demand is truly up for beef. Two, we have had to ban live cattle imports from Mexico due to the New World screwworm because we're very concerned about that coming across the border and affecting our herds. Texas ranch producers will tell you that 30 years ago when they had an infestation of the screwworm, it was devastating to their herds because this is a parasitic fly that will infect the animals, leading to death. One of the reasons I think this is something to focus on and talk about has led to us interviewing Dr. Julia Herman. She's a veterinarian with the National Cattlemen's Association. She'll be joining us on Weather and Ag in Focus on Wednesday of this week at 1:30 to talk about the screwworm and the potential issues it could have in our beef markets here in the U.S. So the short story is beef prices aren't coming down anytime soon. In fact, we're looking at them staying up strongly through 2026. If you are looking for ways to source beef that you want to spend less money on, I don't know that I have a great solution for you, but I can say that beef with buying direct from producers or direct from the farm, that route has certainly increased with supply in the last couple of years. There's more folks that are doing it. It's easier to source. People like knowing where their food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story behind it? You know, what was this cow named before she became my hamburger? But I think it's also just nice that you have that direct connection. So if you wanted to buy your half or your whole and stockpile in your freezer, you've got it. It's right there when you want it. And that makes it a little easier on folks feeling like they're not sure where their beef might be coming from.
Well, you usually save yourself a little money too.
You can. It really varies, and I don't think if you're looking for a significantly cheaper route, it's the way to go. But you're right. If you discuss that with the person you're buying from, it certainly can. And right now, USDA really notes that beef imports in March were at our third highest for a monthly import record, and that surge has been motivated by trade uncertainty preceding our tariff announcements that happened in April, et cetera. So there's a lot affecting the market that we have to keep our eyes on at this point. Well, we raise those animals on large tracts of land. And some of the landowners in the United States that you're thinking, well, they're probably the largest, may or may not be. In fact, we all know the name Taylor Sheridan these days, thanks to Yellowstone, 1883, and the whole Dutton family. But Taylor Sheridan isn't on the top of the list. He is number 49, though, as largest landowner in the United States. He's got about 267,000 acres in Texas and Wyoming. And really, his name is synonymous with the Old West, so it's maybe not completely surprising that he has purchased the 180-acre Papa's Creek Ranch in Wyoming. And that was a spectacular undeveloped property near Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And it's impressive, but really it's just a fraction of land holdings when it comes to him being buying one of the divisions of the legendary Four Sixes Ranch in Texas. And that was a 266,000-acre parcel. Mm. So when we think about who's got land and how much, it can not only be folks like Taylor Sheridan, but there's another fellow out there. His name is Stan Kroenke. He's number four. Wow. He owns 1.7 million acres in Arizona, Nevada, Texas, and Wyoming. And part of that is the Cannon Blanco Ranch that's near Santa Fe. He's got numerous enhancements to it, including getting adjacent land holdings. He's built a 14,000-square-foot home on the ranch. But this is also land that's well-managed, whether it is for beef and sheep production. There's conservation work that's been done on it. They're doing rotational grazing. They're bringing in new and exciting ways of doing water supply, such as drilling wells but using solar power, to pump the wells, those types of things. So there's a lot that happens when you're a landowner. You don't just get to sit and watch it. You've actually got to take care of it too.
Well, Stan Kroenke, I mean, he's the one that owns the Colorado Avalanche and the Los Angeles Rams.
That's very possible, because you just said a sports thing, and I don't know.
You just talked about all the land he owns, Bridget.
I don't know his name either.
Yeah, but he owns land. I had no idea he owned athletics.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Dude's got cash, and sometimes he needs a place to take him for a hunting range,
right? Yep, absolutely.
Okay, well, if you want to tune in today, we aren't going to talk about land on Weather and Ag in Focus. We are going to talk about a number of other things. Don Kinsler with NDSU Horticulture is going to join us. Also, there's the great grocery giveaway qualifying that's going to be happening, and I'll bring you up to speed on what's happening for Ag Tech Week that's going on, where I'll be, what's happening that you can be a part of, because there's lots. So join us then.
Is that an NDSU thing or?
No, Tech Week is put on by a number of organizations. There's things being sponsored by Bushel. NDSU has events. The Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber of Commerce has events. Oh. There's a lot of different things Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week that you can be a part of. And actually, things even kick off tonight. North Dakota Stockman's Association has one of their beef producer meetings out at Leonard, North Dakota. I don't think they're having chicken. So if you wanted to stop by to hear a business and have a steak, they're doing that at about 6 o'clock at the golf course out there.
There you go. How do our listeners get a hold of you, Bridget?
Emails ag@flagfamily.com.
All right. Thanks, Bridget.
Thank you.
You bet. WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. It is 7:30. 7:32, gloomy day. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with a check on our forecast.
You know what would make this day better?
A nap.
Beer ice cream. I tried that over the weekend and it doesn't sound good, but
so,
is it just
beer that has ice cream in it, or is somehow it's a specialized
beer? They explained how they make, so it's over at Drekker.
Okay.
And they just started doing this, and I said, and the first thing I thought was beer flavored ice cream. Oh.
Yeah.
But it was butterscotch beer.
Okay.
And they make it in, I don't know how they explain how they do it, but it was a process they've been working on for a long time now, and they just put it out, I think, within the last week or so.
My question would be, is butterscotch beer, is that actual beer, or is it like root beer? Because if it's like root beer.
No, it's not. No.
Because if it's like root beer, then it would
just,
be.
It's soft serve ice cream.
So right,
like,
I understand
it, like,
that.
It pairs the beer and the ice cream kind of pair. Like you do a wine pairing.
Yeah.
It's a beer.
Yeah. And it was just so. I said, you guys got to start. If you can market this out into the stores, I might.
Get it in the can.
Oh, man. Holy moly.
It might be one of those little, like, you know, Ben and Jerry's, you know, little quartz or whatever, but it's got a little pop top on it.
Yeah. So it was.
Or
I was.
You pour
I was,
it over your own ice cream
right?
or something.
Well, and they said they've used, like, they'll pour root beer. Like, they were trying it with root beer.
Yeah.
It was like a root beer flavor. Oh, so good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. But, so it's a good day for that.
Yeah. He's like, wait, what am I supposed to be doing? Oh, weather.
Yeah, we got new weather here. We're looking at a kind of a gloomy day out there. A lot of clouds around, a few sprinkles here and there. Highs kind of chilly. Not as chilly as yesterday, but still only in the mid-60s today when we should be closer to 80. We'll have partly cloudy skies tonight down into the upper 40s. And for Tuesday, that's the pick day of the week. Sun returns low to mid-80s. And then partly cloudy Wednesday, upper 70s. And then a slight chance for showers Thursday and Friday as a storm system passes to our south. If that comes a little further north, we could see some more widespread rain Thursday, Friday. But it looks like most of that will be down into South Dakota and southern Minnesota. And then we'll warm things back up as we head into Father's Day weekend. So pick day of the week tomorrow. Worst day of the week today. Well, I shouldn't say that because Thursday, Friday, if we get that rain moving a little further north, that might be a little more of a washout.
True.
But yeah, tomorrow definitely the pick day of the week. So get out and enjoy tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Dino. Weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated for over 40 years with 3 Fargo locations, and you never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. Time is now almost 7:35. It's time for a check on your national news. And we come back, a sports update from Big Game James McCarty. And Dean will return for your 3-degree guarantee.
7:38, time now for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Twins with a 6-3 win on Sunday afternoon over the Toronto Blue Jays. 2 runs given up over 5 innings with 6 strikeouts. Joe Ryan gets his 7th win of the year. 5 Twins driving in a run. They're off today before welcoming the Texas Rangers to Target Field tomorrow night for a midweek series. Red Hawks over the Salt Dogs 8-3 on Sunday afternoon. You ended up with the Red Hawks having 5 different players driving in runs, led by 2-run homers from each Peter Brookshaw and Lamar Sparks. They wrap up that 4-game set trying to split it this evening at 7:05. High school state championship softball Friday night. It was the AA title game with 4-seeded St. Cloud Cathedral defeating the 6-seeded Holly Squad 7-2. Spud baseball, the 6th seed in the state tournament for Minnesota Class 4A. They take on 3-seeded Minnetonka, the Skippers, on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at CHS Field. St. Paul Saints, it's their home venue where they'll be playing. Minnesota Lynx taking down the Dallas Wings 81-65 to remain undefeated Sunday afternoon. Nafisa Collier, 28 points, 10 rebounds, followed up by 21 points, including 6 three-pointers from Kayla McBride. The Lynx, WNBA best 9-0 record on the season. They head to Seattle to battle the Storm on Wednesday night. And in NASCAR, Denny Hamlin in the winner's circle for the 3rd time this season. The driver of the 11 car secured the victory at the Firekeepers Casino 400 in Michigan International Speedway, as they now will head south of the border to Mexico for their Mexico City race this upcoming Sunday. And tonight, track talk at 6:30. Jason Berg at Midtown Tavern will have you ready to rock and roll from 6:30 to 8 p.m. right here on WDAY Radio with all the race talk that your heart can desire.
7:40, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is in next with your 3-degree guarantee. 7:43, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here now with your 3-degree guarantee brought to you by the Window and Door Store. Hopefully you, you've been on a nice roll here. Hopefully you kept it going.
Call me Butter, baby.
Hey, Butter. Buttercup.
How you doing?
He called you Skippy earlier. I like Skippy better.
Skippy peanut butter cup.
Adorable.
Skippy peanut butter cup. Well, let's see. We're going back to Friday, right?
Yep.
Was forecasting 74, and we hit 73.
All right.
So right there. Today is going to be a little tricky, but I think we'll get the 65. I'm not as confident on today's forecast. If we see some sunshine by late in the day, that could bust the forecast. I don't think that's going to happen. It's about a 10% chance it does. But so we're going to go 65 today. Kind of chilly for this time of the year. Maybe maybe a few sprinkles, breezy conditions, but not as windy as yesterday. With the pick day of the week coming tomorrow. So today's 3-degree guarantee, a chilly 65.
And that is brought to you by the Window and Door Store. Thank you, Dino.
You got it.
Flatland Music Flashback. We do that every morning right around 6:56 here on Bonnie and Friends, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. Tomorrow we will be showcasing the Eagles, this band that got in trouble with the law, and then they wrote a song about it. Pretty
breaking
funny.
The law, breaking the law.
It's not that
Judas
one.
Priest?
But, no, but that was a good guess too.
I fought the law and the law won.
That might be it.
Second try.
Some music from Greece and then Rod Stewart.
So we're going international.
Yeah, no, different Greece. Greece the musical.
That oh, that's not quite
which
as
which was turned
eclectic.
Into a film with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
It's like so weird.
Yeah. That Grease. That's the Grease. Yeah. And then Rod Stewart, all coming up in Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo. Speaking of Rod Stewart, did you see that he's had to cancel a bunch of his U.S. shows? He's canceled the next 6 U.S. shows and rescheduling them. He says he's recovering from the flu. He's 80 years old.
I was going to say, I saw the picture of him, and I'm like, my goodness, he's got to be up there in age. And to hear that he's 80, but yet he's still performing is amazing because, you know, sometimes at age 80, you're going to slow down. So something as simple as the flu, yeah, that could take a bunch out of you, especially if you've got a number of concert dates, you know, kind of packed back to back. So, you know, hopefully Rod, you know, takes care of himself, takes care of himself and then gets back out there when he's ready. But otherwise, you know, dude, don't push it. I mean, I know people love to see you perform, but, you know, you're 80, so you got to take your health first, man.
Mm-hmm. And he's a performer, so obviously he loves it. All these rockers that are still around,
Yeah, it's amazing. And granted, as, you know, you talked about that story, if we, you know, quote, unquote, live till 2050, you know, maybe we'll be able to live, you know, just incredibly long amounts. With technology, as it continues to progress and, you know, you can detect things before they happen, like cancer and things like that. Yeah, maybe some of these people will be normally touring until their 80s. I mean, you don't know, but I mean,
the Rolling Stones.
Well, the Rolling Stones are like 175 years old.
No, I think they're all late 70s into their 80s.
Oh, yeah. You could have fooled me. I thought those guys were vampires or
Keith
something.
Richards, I wonder if he's going to make it to the year 2050 and we can preserve him forever.
I don't think he'll ever die.
Speaking of old rockers, well, he's not old, but speaking of rockers, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Johnny Depp.
No, I didn't see Johnny Depp. Bruce Springsteen was in Liverpool over the weekend.
Liverpool.
And Sir Paul McCartney joined him on stage.
Hey, look at that.
For his encore.
No, yeah. Johnny Depp is in the news because it's his birthday. Guess how old he is.
Okay, I'm going to say 61.
He is 62, very close.
62? Okay.
Yeah, I think he's got that picture in that other room that ages and he doesn't.
He looks good still.
Yeah, it's amazing how well that dude looks at age 62. You're like, what? I mean, he looks like he's in his 40s still,
Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I need to Google this concert because Springsteen and McCartney, I guess they sang Can't Buy Me Love. The Beatles, Can't Buy Me Love.
It was Can't Buy Me Love. You know, that's how Bruce would have sang it.
Maybe. It was the first performance for McCartney in his hometown since 2018. 701-293-9000. Go to the phone lines. Good morning, friend. Who's this?
Hi, this is Doreen.
Hi, Doreen. What's going on this morning?
Well, just listening to you talking about the old rockers, and I'm an Oak Ridge Boys follower.
There you go.
And Richard Sturban has been out with an illness, undisclosed illness, and I believe he is in his 80s, too. He's the bass singer.
Oh, okay,
real down, you know.
Yep, papa, papa, mau, mau.
Oh, I just had to share. I've been kind of following it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a...
To see them peel off one by one.
Yeah, it's just the fact of life. As we all get older and they all get older, all the bands we grew up listening to.
They celebrated their 50 years of being the Oak Ridge Boys, so yay. And I believe he's 80, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
He's up there.
Doesn't surprise me. And then Joe Bonsall from the Oak Ridge Boys, he died, last
July. Is he the one with the mustache? Was the one with the mustache?
I saw him twice in that last year. And I saw him, I want to say, maybe in July and then in September. And it was clearly a neuromuscular thing, which I think they said came out to be ALS. I don't know, but.
I think my parents,
you know, sad to see because he was the popcorn of the bunch.
Right.
My folks saw them back in the day, probably in the 80s at some point in time. So they saw him many, many decades ago. Got to talk with him in the elevator or something.
I bet I'd seen him five times.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, I saw him. In fact, they, you know, I should get paid or a free ticket or whatever. They're going to be at the Northern Lights Casino. Oh, I want to say like August 9th.
In Walker? So. That's the Walker one, right?
Yep. And I would love to go, but I'm sorry, I'm being Nashville.
Oh, you can't make both. Yeah, my oldest sister, Liz, has a bunch of their albums, too. Huge Oak Ridge Boys fans. Oak Ridge Boys in Alabama, two great bands.
Oak Ridge Boys
wrong.
And the Statler Brothers.
And Statler Brothers,
I'd go if I was going to be around. So anyways, you guys have a great morning.
Thank you, too.
Thanks for calling in, Doreen. We do appreciate it. Yeah, we love chatting with you guys, too. But yeah, a lot of those bands that we grew up listening to, I mean, some of them have already passed on.
Members,
and we'll continue to see more.
Yeah,
deaths.
We growing up as little kids, we used to listen to Statler Brothers and Oak Ridge Boys, and then Eddie Rabbit was like the first album. My grandma on my dad's side bought us that album because all three of us kids loved that album with "I Love a Rainy Night" and who was the other one?
Driving My Life Away.
There you go.
Yeah, my sister Liz, tons of old country albums, and she probably has all of the Alabama and all of the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
It would not surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since I saw her collection, but she had a lot. And I know, I don't know if the Oak Ridge Boys ever did We Fest, but Alabama did.
Yeah, I guess I'm not. I haven't.
I mean, We Fest been going on since what was it? 81, 83,
something like that. I didn't get here till 2007 ish or so, and I probably wasn't even paying attention to We Fest at the time, but. I don't recall ever hearing them performing there, but there's been so many acts that have performed there that, they get a lot of big names there.
Mm-hmm. Alabama, I know for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've been there a couple of times. I just Googled it, too. They played the very first We Fest. It was 83, and they returned multiple times, including the 30th anniversary celebration in 2012, as well as the 10th and 20th anniversary. But Oak Ridge Boys, I don't know. I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah?
Did Oak Ridge Boys. I'm going to Google that real quick.
Google it.
Okay.
Pull a wicked googly.
Boys play. They did. Yep.
87.
This would have been good. Same year as Roy Orbison and Crystal Gayle.
Oh, wow. That is a back in the day type of Wii Fest right there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Roy Orbison. I would have loved to see him. Mm-hmm. Ray Charles did one year, too, and it was raining and stuff. I wasn't personally there, but I just remember the stories, and it was just uncomfortable. You know, you can't see to begin with, and then you're sitting with thunderstorms. It's uncomfortable, and he was not happy. He was super uncomfortable stage. I just remember hearing stories about that.
Yeah.
752, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Kathy Brecky from Jasper's Theater is going to be joining us coming up at 8:10 this morning. They're going to be kicking off their new season with the Hand Clapping Gospel Show, and that is, I believe, this Thursday. Is that June 12th? Does that sound right? June 12th?
Should be, yeah.
Yep. And there's going to be two of those. There's another one in September. But they have shows planned all throughout the summer. They do a fantastic job there at Jasper's Theater. And Kathy will kind of get us excited for that, tell us all the different stuff is going on. And then I know throughout the summer, she's also hooked us up with a bunch of free tickets. So we'll be giving away tickets to the shows there. Just an hour and a half away from the FM Metro, right off Highway 34 in Park Rapids. And it is worth the drive. I mean, good, clean, wholesome entertainment. I wonder how many generations now they're up to. Probably five generations or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot that stays in the family out there, and they've been doing a great job over these years.
And I think I just learned, like, in the past year or two that Auntie Creamsagen is actually really her auntie. I didn't know that. I thought that was just her, she does
stage
comedy.
Name? Yeah.
She keeps the crowd going and stuff, but I didn't realize they were actually related. So, yeah, a lot of extended family involved in the production there at Jasper's Theater, and they do a fantastic job. 7:54, make sure you get yourself registered. The Great Grocery Giveaway is underway. One of you is going to win groceries for a year, $10,000 in groceries. Brought to you by Allsager Meats and Kingpins. We got our first qualifier this morning. Cindy got qualified. And we'll get qualifiers every morning in the 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock hours. But you have to go to WDAYRadioNow.com to get yourself registered. And then when you hear your name, what do they need to do?
They got to call us at 701-293-9000 within 9 minutes and 70 seconds, or as it's more commonly known, 10 minutes and 10 seconds. But that's beside the point. And if you can't do that, you know, you can always get qualified. Actually, you can get your name entered to be the ones that we call on our WDAY radio website, or you can go to a couple of different qualifying stops. We're going to have one this Wednesday at Rusco Windows over on 40th Street South in Fargo from 9 to 11 a.m., and our very own Steve Hallstrom will be there getting people registered to potentially be the name called, and got to call in and make sure you get registered to win and be able to show up at our great grocery giveaway.
You bet. 7:55, China and the U.S. are meeting in hopes of striking a trade deal. We'll talk about that in your money and markets straight ahead. 7:58, checking out your money and markets. Opening bell rings this morning, kicking off a fresh trading week on Wall Street. This after stocks closed higher Friday. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 443 points. S&P 500 rose 61. And the NASDAQ climbed 231 points.
Coming up in the business week ahead, things get started today with the data on wholesale inventories. Tuesday brings National Federation of Independent Businesses, or NFIB, as some people like to call it, Optimism Index. Things heat up the following day with the release of the Consumer Price Index, which is the most widely followed inflation gauge. The Producer Price Index and weekly jobless claims are due Thursday, and the week wraps up on Friday the 13th, dun, 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 with word on consumer sentiments. Mm-hmm.
China and the U.S. are meeting in the hopes of striking a trade deal. President Trump confirmed the Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick, and U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Jameson Greer will be meeting today in London with their Chinese counterparts.
How about that? President Trump is reportedly planning to extend the deadline for a TikTok sale again. Mm. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, which cited people familiar with the latest plan. This would be the third extension granted by the Trump administration since he took office in January. TikTok's Chinese owner must sell the popular video sharing app or will face a ban in the U.S. The current deadline is now June 19th, which could be pushed back.
I don't know why it is a big deal, but it really
it is.
No, the Apple conference that goes on every year. People are excited for new Apple products that
come
out,
I guess. That's usually when they announce some of this stuff. Usually the big one for the phone, watch, and I think maybe the iPad usually comes out in September. Because shortly after that, that's when I can order my new phone and
see your people that are excited about this.
My people?
You're one of the people. The event is being held at Apple Park in Cupertino, California, runs through the 13th, kicking off today. You can check out the live stream on YouTube, Apple's website if you'd like, and the Apple app.
What's Apple's website?
I don't know. Google Apple. Apple.com or something like that. Kathy Brecky, Jasper's Theater, Park Rapids area. She's going to be joining us coming up in about 10 minutes. She does not give me gray hair. He does.
Oh, come on. Oh. Who's got the gray hair between the two of us?
You do.
Thank
fully
you.
Gray. You're welcome. All right, Kathy Brecky joining us in about 10 minutes. It is 8 o'clock. We are WDAY Fargo. 802, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here now with a check on our gloomy forecast.
Yeah, it's the best way to put it. Kind of a gloomy Monday for sure after a kind of gloomy Sunday, too. Temperatures over the weekend. Saturday wasn't bad. Sunday, yeah, that was unseasonably chilly. And today, not much better. It won't be as windy today, as northwest winds will blow about 15 to 30. A lot of clouds around, maybe a few sprinkles here or there. And temperatures today in mid-60s, down into the upper 40s tonight. And tomorrow, the pick day of the week. Looks like sunny, 83. A few more clouds on Wednesday. We're in the upper 70s. And then Thursday, Friday, slight chance of showers with temps in the 70s. But it does warm up as we head into Father's Day weekend. So that's good news there for dads.
All right. Thank you, Dino. It is 8:03. We're going to get your national news in from ABC. Big Game James McCarty checks out your WDAY Radio Sports, and Kathy Brecky joins us to talk Jasper's Theater and all the different productions they have throughout the summer. All that and more straight ahead here on Bonnie and Friends. 8:07, Big Game James McCarty is here with your WDAY Radio Sports.
Yesterday afternoon on the hardwood, the Minnesota Lynx improving to a WNBA best, 9-0 on the season with an 81-65 victory over the Wings in Dallas. Nafisa Collier led the way with 28 points and 10 rebounds, followed up by Kayla McBride's 21-point performance. She did knock down six threes in the victory. The Lynx now will head to Seattle to battle the Storm on Wednesday night. The NBA Finals has now knotted up at a game apiece after the Thunder threw a counterpunch last night in OKC, taking down the Pacers 123-107. That series will shift Wednesday to Indiana when the Pacers host the Thunder on ABC. And with that game being Wednesday, that'll actually push the Stanley Cup final game, game four, to Thursday, because they're not going to play them on the same day. So you're going to have a two-day break for the Stanley Cup final, actually, after tonight's game three and sunrise at 7 o'clock on TNT. So an extra day of rest for those hockey guys midway through their Stanley Cup final series. That series is tied up at a game apiece entering play tonight. Twins avoided being swept 6-3 at home last night against the Toronto Blue Jays. Joe Ryan, five innings with six strikeouts, gave up two runs en route to his seventh win of the season. Five different Twins driving in runs, led by a two RBI performance with a solo home run from Christian Vasquez. Brooks Lee also did hit a solo home run in that victory. Twins are off today now before welcoming the Texas Rangers to Target Field for a midweek series that begins on Tuesday night. Fargo Moorhead Redhawks in the midst of a road trip. They defeated the Lincoln Salt Dogs 8-3 Sunday afternoon. They ended up with five different players driving in runs, led by Lamar Sparks and Peter Brookshaw's two-run homers apiece. The Redhawks will wrap up this four-game set in Lincoln, trying to split it at 7:05 tonight. And in high school softball, the 2A championship over the weekend, four-seeded St. Cloud Cathedral did defeat the six-seeded Holly Lady Nuggets squad 7-2. And this week, we have Spud Baseball in the state quarterfinals. The six-seeded Spuds get three-seeded Minnetonka, the Skippers, on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at CHS Field. That is the home of the Twins AAA affiliate, the St. Paul Saints, with an opportunity to try and continue their playoff run.
All right, big game James McCarty with your WDAY Radio Sports. I know it doesn't have words, but they are doing big band one weekend at Jasper's Theater in Park Rapids. And Kathy Brecky is joining us live in studio now. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I just say it's in Park Rapids. I know it's on the edge of town, but technically it is Park Rapids, right?
1 mile east.
1 mile east. Okay. What was the vision for Jasper's Theater? How many years have you guys been in business? And did you ever imagine that it was still going to be going strong today?
You know, it really is humbling that it's going like it is after 21 years.
21.
My mom, I always tell it this way, that my mom was glad she got married because she was plumb full of kids.
Yeah.
And she traveled around. You know, we were in Minneapolis and we were like the Partridge Family in our matching ugly 70s costumes and things like that. And when she got cancer, she had moved to Park Rapids and retired there. And she said one thing she wanted to do before she passed away was to be able to have everybody back together. Mm-hmm. So she got cancer, and my sister had a dream of having a theater. So on the backside of the property there, my sister and my brother-in-law, Don Guida, built the theater. And everybody got everybody together, and literally we were putting the seats in as people were showing up.
Wow.
And my mom performed with us 24 shows with four generations of the family and passed away, you know, shortly after that. So after that, we're like, now what do we do?
Yeah.
You know, you kind of fulfilled that thing of giving your mom that joy, that thing. And then we're like, well, what a legacy to leave, to continue to teach our children and their children that same love of music that our mother gave us and the joy of sharing it. And so we have done that. And you know, Jack Sand came on board the next year as sort of that patriarch. Mm-hmm. And not all of the kids in our family love to be on stage. So we've given them a platform to bring a gift. Maybe they wanted to run the lights or learn how to run sound.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're actually really good greeting a bus, but they don't want to sing a song.
Sure,
so it's been a really great business to teach our kids and you know, even all the people that are with us, how to be joy givers. Mm-hmm. So the one mission is to be a joy giver. And when the people come off the bus, what was their story? Get to know them.
Yeah.
Say hi, greet them, shake a hand, learn how to make change. And then at the end of the day, you still have to clean the bathrooms.
Yeah. Right.
So like it's
you
not all glamorous.
Bring that up, didn't you?
You know, who gets to do the outhouse today? Yeah. Kind of a thing. So it's just been an incredible legacy for our family for 21 years to raise the different generations right through there. And It's funny you ask, because the other day I had, this is a terrible story to tell, but I'm going to tell it anyway. Our fourth generation, he had, you know, there's one of them that didn't really want to go over there and clean the theater the other day. And I said, well, you know, there's an outhouse out there. You can go clean that. There's just a little spill from last year. Just go ahead and put all that back in the outhouse. And he got around the corner with the shovel with this really stinky attitude, you know. And he looked and he goes, there's nothing to clean. And I said, see, now cleaning all the seats is going to feel great because you didn't have to do anything with the outhouse.
There you go.
And I said, that, my young friend, is called perspective.
There you go. Now, Kathy, I was talking off the air because we're friends on Facebook, too. And I know Kathy's got a new grandbaby, her son Dan and his wife, little Wes. So will he be performing, too? And he'll be the fifth or sixth? What generation will
he be?
He's
still part of the fourth.
He's part of the fourth. Okay.
There are some fifth generations coming up that are just actually – we had fifth generations at our gospel show last fall.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Is there? Yeah. Yep. I you know, there's a 14-year age difference in the second generation.
Okay.
So it kind of starts to overlap after a while.
Yeah. Oh,
where
yeah.
I have to think about that. Which generation are you in? So, yeah, Wes will be there. Dan's show is next week. And what I am so in love. Everybody who's a grandparent always said it's a great gig.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you spoil them, you love them, and then if they're crabby, you hand them back and leave.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's the whole best thing about being a grandparent, because you get to do that.
I'm gonna bring Wes onto Dan's show next week. And I'm going to give him a rattle and a mic and just let him.
There you go.
Shake let him have at it.
Start right? him young. You probably did that with little Dan back in the day. I remember him playing fiddle and Mr. Cole's standing up in front of the class when he was probably 10 or 12.
You know, that was Dan. Dan, from the time he was tiny and could reach up and play the piano, would match the pitch of the song I had on the radio.
Oh, wow.
And he, you know, he's loved music his whole life and plays. He can learn any instrument, but mostly is, you know, guitar and fiddle is what he loves to do. But he's going to bring, kind of his worlds are going to collide for his shows at Jasper's this year, bringing in Waylon Willie and the Boys is the show.
Yeah.
And so it's his band that he's touring with, you know, up in the Midwest. He's going to do Sturgis, and he was up in War Road doing a festival. And then he's at Jasper's on a week from Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that show is at 2 p.m. And the colliding part is he's bringing in Rob Music from Nashville that he performed with for many years down on Broadway. And so he flies in, and together they take their breadth of knowledge of the old Waylon and Willie and the Boys.
Oh,
and it's not just we're going to sing these old songs that people love. It's here's what was going on between all of these guys when this song was written. This is why this song, this is who this guy is. He's the driver of the bus that they wrote the song about.
I love it. And sharing those stories.
Yeah.
And you know, the older generation gets to hear things that they loved.
Yeah.
And hearing these young guys talk about it, it kind of validates their era.
It really does. And I see the type of music you guys got going on this year. You got your country classics and iconic duets. You have Dan Brecky Band with the Waylon and Willie and the Boys show you mentioned. You got jukebox parade hits of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Crooners, big bands, and cool cats. You've got Rockin' 50s with Elvis, Buddy Holly, and more. You got the Hand Clappin' Gospel Show, which is going to kick things off this Thursday. Your Toe Tappin' Old Time Jubilee. You've also got a tribute to Neil Diamond and Johnny Cash by Doug Allen Nash. And then you've got She-Ha with Cat Perkins and friends. So I know something that happens to me in my 50s is the fact that all of a sudden you hear the classic rock station, and something I listened to as a teenager all of a sudden is now considered classic rock. So I guess my biggest question is that, like, you've got the jukebox parade with hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. When do the 80s and 90s start to come in? Because before you know it, you know, Bonnie, I don't know about you, but I know we think of the 90s as just like not that long ago. We look at it now, 1995 was 30 years ago. So when does the next decade of hits and stuff become part of your guys' shows?
That is funny. We did have this discussion.
Yeah.
I'm writing shows in January.
Yeah.
I spend the winter writing shows and trying to figure out what that is. And I pull Facebook.
Yeah.
And I ask people, what are you interested in? What would you know want me to put together?
Yeah.
And I have not gotten 80s requests much. But
I will request that.
But see, that's me too. Yeah. I was born and raised through the 80s, and I would love to do an 80s show, but you and I are not quite retired yet.
Well, technically, I retired once.
So I guess so did I.
Yeah.
But what we find is, because we're 2 o'clock in the afternoon during the weeks and a couple Saturdays, but mostly we're Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's for people, you know, that want to bring their grandkids or they come with their friends. They drive up there. grab a show, have dinner, and get home before the deer are out.
7 o'clock,
which is nice. But good family, wholesome entertainment. You know, grandma, grandpa, and the little ones can come too and have fun.
That's right. So this year, the jukebox hits. Yeah. Well, let me just kind of tell you about this. So yeah, we open with our gospel show. I think we only have maybe 10 seats left.
Okay,
it's almost sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Dan's show is close to selling out already. So get your tickets at jasperstheater.com. For those, the hand clap and gospel is really fun. And Auntie Creamsagen,
I was going to ask you about 89, and she's still out there getting the crowd going.
She's going to do it. And then
that's awesome.
The Waylon Willie. And then I have one of the fourth generations, two of them actually, absolutely love the big band era.
Oh, nice. Okay,
and
yeah.
So I'm combining up. So they're going to do Dean Martin, and then we'll go to a Glenn Miller, and then we'll do Frank Sinatra, and then
we'll do
Gellington, and then, you know, and the Cool Cat, you know, it's all those fun, it's fun stuff. It's sing, 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 in the mood. Everybody loves somebody sometime, New York, New York. And
fun.
So I'm working with them and using my jazz band to support not just the young ones singing it. Yeah. My whole band is doing it with Kent Karsh, and, you know, it's
awesome.
It's really fun. So that one has some seats left. That's the last Wednesday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And then, really excited, our family comes together for the jukebox hits. And that is a different – I researched what are the top five songs played on a jukebox in those years.
Oh.
And that's different.
Oh, I suppose.
So do you know what the number one song of all time ever played?
Rock Around the Clock.
No.
No.
I thought it would be too.
Huh.
Crazy. By Patsy Cline.
Oh.
I wouldn't guess that. I mean, it's a beautiful song.
I thought it would have been Neil Diamond.
I thought you were going to say Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne.
No, not Crazy Train. I could see Sweet Caroline, because people know it and they sing along, and how many different venues have we been to
but
over
it's
the
crazy.
Decades.
That is crazy. Yeah. And so we're really excited about that because it's songs that people actually hit. It wasn't somebody that – it wasn't an algorithm that did it. It was simply people played, put a quarter in.
Yeah.
And did that song so many times. So this is a really fun show to put together. It's
I think if I'm not mistaken, you guys have done like a jukebox type show every summer, correct?
Well, we do a variety show every summer. Yeah.
But I mean, have you done something like this where you've taken the hits for the 50s? Okay.
Well, yeah, we've done 50s, 60s, 70s, but we do it different things. Like we have gone to different places and said, what were the hits that came out of California in these years.
So are these songs you guys haven't necessarily performed before?
No, we've never done these, and we've been. It's been really fun to. The odd part about them, this may sound kind of hokey, but there's songs on there that you wouldn't think, like the Chicken Dance.
Really?
Like, people didn't play the, but they did. They go again.
Everybody knows the Chicken Dance.
There were things that I've been teaching our kids, the fourth generation. Yeah. They're like, okay, the bunny hop. What is that? There are just some funny things in there where people really did this.
Oh yeah, they did it all the time.
And they thought, I thought that was just from a wedding dance. No, people actually, this was part of their.
Well, it had to start somewhere before it became a wedding dance.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I mean, in another decade, we'll probably be talking about the electric slide.
Maybe.
As something. Yeah. That people actually did before it became a wedding dance, you know. So
there's songs like "This Old House" from the 50s, and Rosemary Clooney did
"House of Come On" or
"Que Sera Sera."
Okay. Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
And there are so many songs that you go, "Oh, I love that song," but you wouldn't have thought of it as a top.
Yeah,
but it just you sing along. It takes you back to. To me, it takes me back to the 8-tracks.
Oh, okay,
did you have an 8-track in your house and you'd pop it in and then you had to push the button? It would go chunk to the next song.
My brother had one in his old. Kathy, you're not old enough to have an 8-track, but if mom and dad had it in the house, I guess.
Right, but so it starts out, you know, we're starting with the 50s and we put them in 5-year chunks so you don't always hear the whole song.
Right.
But it is absolutely. Heartwarming and fun and lively and
for that crowd that will come in and see those shows, those are songs like I remember the first time I went to it was in a bar in Lawrence, Kansas, and it was 80s night, and I'm like, I'm not gonna know any of these songs. This is 1980s. It's now it's like late 1990s, right? You went there and you knew all of the songs. You knew the movies they played in the background to kind of as an ambiance because it used to be an old movie theater. And you just simply know all the songs. I mean, there's still some, if you listen to the 80s channel, there's some that you don't, you're like, I don't remember that one. But there's a lot of them you do. And for this audience and this group of songs, they're probably going to know every single one of them.
That's right. You know? And this show, of course, the variety show that we make every year, we end every time with honoring our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And we teach our, you know, the kids know the different songs that go with each branch, each division. People stand up. They salute each other. They find their brothers that they served with. And and their families bring them there so that we can honor them. And they can be honored in front of their family for their service. And that show is always the most meaningful to us all year because of the community that it brings together and that support. And this year we're ending, we always do that, but do you remember the song Let There Be Peace on Earth?
Oh, yeah.
We think of it as Christmas. It's not. Yes,
and Let It Begin With Me. Yeah.
But that song is something we're putting in because it was part of the jukebox hits.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that odd? That it was, but when we started to teach the kids it, they sing it all the time.
Yeah.
And I think it's because we all need to feel peace in the words, you know, of that song. So there's some nostalgic moments in it that really bring warmth and joy and community. And then there's the hand clapping and the fun and the laughter and the skits and the variety part of it, too. Absolutely. So we hope that people will make their plans and come out there and get their tickets fast because our shows do sell out. We seat 360 people out in the beautiful pines of Park Rapids.
Well, and I think the last time that you were on, Kathy, if I'm not mistaken, was last spring then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
did you do Peggy Lee last year, too?
I did Peggy Lee.
Yeah.
So how was last season compared to other seasons?
It was the best season ever. It was our 20th anniversary. So people that maybe hadn't driven up from Minneapolis or from Fargo for a few years came over and were a part of us again.
That's awesome.
That was
great. So we just love it. And we hope people will go to jasperstheater.com and grab some tickets.
And you can just hear the joy in your voice.
Yeah.
And you know that you and the family members are totally enjoying what you're doing. You wouldn't continue doing it if you guys didn't love it.
It's the best part of our lives is being joy givers. And we have a great group of volunteers and people literally come there early. They'll come 2 hours early and just hang out in the pines and visit and bring their old cars. And so come on over to Park Rapids and hang out with us.
There
Sounds
you go.
Amazing.
JaspersTheater.com. Kathy, thank you for joining us this
Thanks
morning.
For having me. Great to see you.
You too. Kathy Brecky joining us live here on Bonnie and Friends. JaspersTheater.com. Get your tickets now. We are going to head to the American Ag Network. 8:28, Bonnie and Friends, in the final couple of minutes, we welcome to the studio the Coffee Club, Janae and Ronnie. Good morning to the two of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You like these cooler, dreary days, or are you guys preferring sunny and hot?
I was okay with it yesterday because I was so busy doing stuff, but I'm freezing today.
It's a little, I guess, and Ronnie's always got his short sleeves on regardless.
Yeah. I mean, temperature-wise, it's, you know, but... I would prefer the sunshine, like no wind, about 71, you know.
That's perfect. 67 to 73, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
It depends on what you're doing, too. Like yesterday, my son-in-law made a trip from Chicago because they're moving to Fargo. So we had to unload a semi and get it in a storage locker. So I like the cooler weather because if it's hot, you're talking in the 80s and 90s and you're moving like that for a couple of hours, that's usually not very fun.
Right.
No, it's not.
I didn't mind it, but it does kind of make you a little sleepy, this kind of weather. Unfortunately, it's Monday, so most of us
It's Monday
maybe,
for everybody.
If we're working and not retired like some of you, we need to still
Somebody's
carry on with
got
our
a
day.
Case of the Mondays.
Yeah.
That's on there.
That's okay.
I kind of do today, Ronnie. We'll see how this goes. Okay. Well, I'm tired and cold. And
well, you guys are going to get the second qualifier here for the Great Grocery Giveaway.
In the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah, so listen for your name to get called. And if you hear it, make sure you call back in, what, like 10 minutes and 9 minutes?
And 9 minutes seconds, and 70 10 seconds.
10 minutes and 10 seconds for those that use a clock.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Yeah, four times a day, 7 o'clock hour, 10 o'clock hour, 1 o'clock hour, and 4 o'clock hour.
There you go.
What are you guys doing on the Monday edition of your show today?
Well, we're going to speak to Dumper Dan.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Did you guys talk to him too?
Yeah, we're talking to him on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. We have him today. We're going to be speaking with him.
Yeah, if you want one of those chartered fishing excursions of a big time magnitude, Dumper Dan's the man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Out in Wisconsin.
Salmon and Lake Trout. Yeah, Lake Michigan.
Been out at the sports show in Fargo a time or two. So,
We'll talk about restaurants that are looking at shutting down within the next 2 years.
Oh, like some national chains? Or
Some that are here in town, actually.
Okay.
When the movies are better than the book.
I don't know. If I don't read the book, I'll never know.
Usually people say the books are better than the movies.
Usually they do. But this is when the movies are better, they're saying. So, I don't know. We'll see useless gadgets that everyone regrets buying.
As seen on TV things.
Yes.
Hey, the pocket first one was great.
I know one of them on there is the self, the coffee cup that stirs itself. Yeah. Like you had a button in it.
Yeah, yeah. Did you buy it?
I've never bought that. No, okay. Because I knew that was stupid when I saw it.
One of the greatest things ever. Have you seen this, Jace? The now it's I think it's a beer koozie fisherman or something. You pull your beer out of it and it's got a fishing line roll. You can throw it out and
no, I did not.
Oh, that sounds
pop
like
out a handle
well.
And reel it back in like a fishing pole.
No, I have not seen that. I'll look that one up.
Maybe keep it as a novelty. Probably not real effective. Yeah. All
right. And we'll have a whole lot of fun.
Okay, stay tuned for the Coffee Club, Jace. Let's get out of here.
You betcha,
Bonnie and friends. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock. Have yourselves a great day. Stay tuned. Coffee Club is coming up next.